were affected by the car fire.
Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Review, and this is where every single week, Doug Steffen, who is not here, so I'm Rich McFadden in here for him, sitting in the big chair today. I usually sit in that other chair over there, along with Victoria Keelan.
In the corner. No!
I'm Victoria. Call me Doug Steffen. Go ahead. I'm here with Victoria Jones. I just spent all morning saying Victoria Keelan's proper apologies, Victoria, to go through your top 10 talk topics of the week as charted by Talkers Magazine for the week of September 9th to the 13th for 2019. So Talkers Magazine scans all of the talk radio stations all across the country, all the ones that you're listening to. They listen to you calling in, what you're talking about with your favorite host on all the talk radio stations, and then they make this list every week of the most popular topics, and we count them down 10 to 1. Here is your list for the week of September 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Antonio Brown, what a great guy he is, in the rape allegation and his whole drama going to New England. Vaping. Thank you for having that in the list here. The Alaska swimsuit controversy, which I'm dying to figure out what this is, and Victoria knows all about it. We'll get to that in a second. Number 9, Boris and Brexit. It sounds like a cartoon. It's not. Well, maybe it is. Number 8, 9/11, 18th anniversary. Number 7, race relations, gun control, and climate change, all tied at number 7. Number 6, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate and the North Carolina special election. Number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, U.S.-China relations and the North Korean rocket test. Number 2, Sharpiegate. That's fun to say. And the NOAA controversy. And number 1, John Bolton exits the administration and Taliban talks being canceled. All right, so let's go through the top 10 people, and they kind of usually relate with the topics, but let's see. Number 10, Brecky Yan Willis. I'm assuming that's how you say that. Number 9, Antonio Brown. Number 8, Boris Johnson. Don't get used to that name. It might not be there long. Number 7, Sonia Sotomayor. Number 6, Dan Bishop. Number 5, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. Number 4, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 3, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. Number 2, John Bolton. Number 1, the Donald. All right, so Victoria, let's work our way through this list. Unlike Doug, I always start at number 10 and work my way to number one. Yeah, okay. Right. So we're not going to go right to number one. We're going to work our way through the list because I like the anticipation. It's fun. Antonio Brown. Dude is a mess. The whole thing where he basically says, I don't want to play for you, Oakland. I'm out of here. They let him go. Gruden lets him go. He goes to the only team that can probably manage him, in that New England, and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will basically say, dude, if you ever want a ball thrown to you, you will play by our rules. So he's like, fine, great, sign me up. Gets in there. What happens the next day? Oh, rape allegation. Didn't realize that. So then New England realizes that they've got a marketing PR mess on their hands, and they basically punt and say, well, we're just going to pass this off to the NFL and let them decide whether he can play or not. So that's kind of where we're at, whether he plays this weekend's up in the air. But the guy certainly has some serious issues. And
Well, here's a question for you.
Yeah, fire away.
It's like background checks, and this has been a particular issue in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Why do they never know about Nanny's rape allegations and hitting the wife before these people are nominated or get signed?
So here's how the NFL works. You ready for this? It's all about the almighty dollar. Antonio Brown is an amazing receiver. He is unbelievable. He can fill seats. He can sell jerseys. He can sell tickets. So they kind of go, okay, let's do a preliminary scan here. Yeah, we know he's kind of a trouble guy. Yeah, we know this. But it's not so bad that we can't handle it. So
it means she's not dead.
Right. Well, no. They did not know about the rape allegation before they signed
it.
That came 12 hours after, like the next morning. So that's where this whole thing gets a little spicy, is that now the NFL's got another. So with Ray Rice, they played it so poorly. Then the video came out of him beating his girlfriend in the elevator, and it was a disaster all the way around. That's what they possibly have here, and that's what they're trying to figure out. The NFL is not good at this. They have Kathy Lanier running. She's the former chief of police for Washington, D.C. They have
we know her well.
Yeah,
great person.
That's right. She's a buddy of yours. So she's running it. She is certainly going to put on the hat. Listen, we are here to protect women. We don't care about if you're a big superstar. If you've raped somebody, we're going to get to the bottom of it. So that's where
I don't imagine that goes down too well with some people.
Hey, let's cruise through this because we got to get to so many things. I want to get to vaping. Vaping is I caught my nephew vaping. Catch him. I mean, he's a grown man, but I saw him vaping once a couple of months ago, and I was like, what are you doing there? And he's like, it's harmless, whatever it is. Now we find out not so harmless. It's killing people. Like, and it's record speed, whereas opposed to smoking usually took you 20, 30 years. Vaping can do it in a couple of years. Have you seen where they have any idea of what it's doing to the lungs that it's that fast?
Well, I've seen a couple of stories about that. They're not entirely sure. Juul, which of course is the dominant e-cigarette company in the United States, is not saying anything. There are different ideas about what is causing the outbreak. There are about 380 cases now in about three dozen states. Many of the illnesses have been linked to vaping mixtures with THC, but some patients are just reporting using e-cigarettes. So, but there are small businesses, and they're saying that regulators are pushing through new rules that are punishing vendors for crimes they didn't commit, so there's pushback. But now they're looking at banning e-cigarettes with flavors like mint, menthol, things like that, and strawberry, I suppose, things. Well, now, who's that geared at? Kiddie Winkies, obviously. And that's where the market is, because they think, I won't smoke, I'll vape. No, that's
dangerous. It's not bad for me.
Not bad for me, but, I read BuzzFeed and I read BuzzFeed News. I also subscribe to The Cram, which is a great news website done by a 15-year-old and a team of kids around the world. And vaping is quite often their lead story. And on BuzzFeed News and on BuzzFeed, vaping is highly up there. So, for kids who are interested, they can find access to how dangerous vaping is. It is
right
out there, and kids are learning about it.
And that's the thing, is the news, everybody complains about the news media not talking about this and highlighting that when they shouldn't and everything when it comes to politics. this is where they really should step up and give people important information, just like we are here. This is something, if you are vaping, if you are using e-cigarettes, you really, really need to look into this. And you can't just pass it. Because, I mean, this is like, hey, I'm fine one day. Oh, I'm dead the next.
I'm dead.
Right.
My friend who's dead. Yeah. And my friend who's, I have a friend who's 70, was recently diagnosed with her second cancer. And they said, okay, so what you've got to do is you've got to do dope because of the pain and all the other things.
Yeah.
So she takes it in various forms, including vaping.
Oh, great.
Medical marijuana.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yes. And now she's looking at, obviously, other methods. This is the healthiest woman I know. In fact, when my nephew, who's like 34, met her, he thought she was quite fanciable. This is a good-looking woman. And she's like, well, I don't know what to do instead of vaping now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on because we've got a lot of stuff to get through here. And I know you're dying to tell us about the Alaska swimsuit. We're still at number 10. We haven't even reached number 9 yet.
Well, so this is the good stuff.
Tell me about the swimsuit controversy. I haven't seen this.
Okay, Brecken Willis. She is a member of the swim team at Diamond High School in Anchorage. She won at a swim meet, and she was disqualified because of the way her swimsuit fits her body. Now, what happened was a race official said her swimsuit had shifted into a position that showed too much of her bottom. It had either slid up or she had adjusted it so that it showed too much of her bottom, which apparently girls are doing. Then they reversed it, and so she won again. Now, the Alaska School Activities Association is saying, you know, okay, the Anchorage School District says it is heavy-handed and unnecessary, and our swimmer was targeted based solely on how a standard school-issued uniform, it's a uniform, happened to fit the shape of her body. Now, her mother is furious, says it's sexual harassment, it shouldn't have any place on the pool deck. It's a swimsuit modesty rule.
Wow.
It's nationwide. Apparently, there is a growing trend of high school athletes from both genders rolling up their swimsuits in such a way as to expose the athlete's buttocks. But Becky's mum says, and there's a picture in the CNN story, that the swimsuit pictures that are used in the guidance show a body from the 50s. And bodies now are far more muscular.
That's funny. Yeah, that's true.
And they don't fit.
Well, we've got everybody going to CNN now because they want to see the diagram and the actual picture of what her swimsuit is doing. So there we are. We're at number 10. We just got through number 10. 987-654-321 coming up. Stick around for the talk radio review here on the DJV. It's 18 past the hour.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Over 50 years.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones. Going down your list of top 10 talk topics of the week. I love saying that. It's so much fun. We've only made it through number 10, so we're up at number 9 now. And number 9 is the Prime Minister of Britain. Boris, what's his last name? Boris Yeltsin.
Johnson.
And Brexit. And what's going on with Brexit? How long has Brexit been going on? How many years?
2016.
Okay, so
2016. But of course, it's heated up. Well, a couple of interesting developments for this weekend. The common speaker, Burkow, who of course has said he's not running, you know, for being an MP again when there's the next general election, which is a huge story this week, gave a speech. And he said the only possible Brexit was one backed by MPs. And he said something fascinating, which was that if Johnson tried to be dead in a ditch and stop a Brexit delay, that the Commons would come up with very creative ways of working around it with rules. And that was fascinating. Because, like, oh, really? They would just work around him. But I have to say that all the Brexit news has been overshadowed because Adele has filed for divorce.
So it's pretty much like just like it is here over there, is that some lame, stupid pop culture story will just push aside any important news of the day.
No, I mean, Brexit is still huge, and when John Bercow says something like that the Commons is going to become extremely creative,
right.
Parliament will become extremely creative, that gets fascinating, and Brexit is still huge. But when Adele says she's good, I mean, Adele is like a national treasure, you know.
She's Elvis. She is Elvis.
She's Elvis. Right. Yeah, she's Elvis, and she's filing for divorce. Everybody thought they were happy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's an amazing talent, and yeah, she deserves to be happy, but apparently. Yeah. Anybody know what's going on? What's wrong?
No, apparently they're just they're not happy.
You know, here's what I found. I don't know this through personal experience, but here's what I found. When you are mega, mega, mega rich or mega, mega, mega talented, there is nobody that's equal to you. And you cannot find somebody to sit around on the couch and have something in common with. You just don't. They become your servant or your little assistant or something like that. And the person can't handle that, and you get bored with them because they aren't as brilliant as you are. It's just, I mean, look at how many...
Very hard. Very hard.
It's very hard.
Unless you're someone like Paul Newman.
Right. But he was kind of like just like your everyday guy. You know?
He was an everyday. He was just an extraordinary human being,
and they're
rare.
Right, right. All right. So we're at number eight now, which really I'm going to move to number one, but we'll go ahead and talk about it here. 9/11 and the 18th anniversary of 9/11. We got a minute. So in our list of 10 through 1, it is number eight, but just because I'm going to say it's number one. Because it should be. So when we get to number one will be number two, and we will make this number one. You follow that?
I follow.
How did you remember on Wednesday?
I remembered on Wednesday on the radio because I was doing hits, and talk show hosts were saying, where were you on 9/11?
Exactly.
What happened? You know, what happened? What happened? What happened?
I
had a radio talk show.
Can I tell you? I was right here sitting in this chair on the air when it happened. I don't want to sit there every single year and remember it. I want to remember, never forget, but I don't want to sit there every year and relive it. And that was my thing. And then I went to see Peter Frampton. I went to see Peter Frampton, and I kind of felt bad for going out and doing something fun on 9/11. But then he talked about it, and it was a really cool story, so it was all good. So anyway, our number one story of the week, remembering 9/11. It's 28 past.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
It's alive! Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2. September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 past the hour on the Talk Countdown review. Wait a minute. The talk radio review. That's what he usually calls us, isn't it, Victor, Kara? The talk radio review.
He calls it whatever he wants. Right, so he makes up lots of different names.
So Doug Steffen is not here. Rich McFadden and Victoria Jones here with you as usual. We just kind of switched chairs because Doug missing. Counting down the list. So let's go through the list again real quick here just so that you're all caught up to speed here. At number 10, Antonio Brown rape allegation, vaping and the Alaska swimsuit controversy. Boris and Brexit at number 9. Number 8, 9/11 anniversary, which we will move to number 1 just because. Number 7, race relations, gun control, and climate change, also known as the weather. Number 6, SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. Number 5, 2020 presidential race, Democratic debate, and the North Carolina special election. Number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, U.S.-China relations and North Korean rocket test. It's funny how they put the Asian stuff right there. Number 2, Sharpiegate and the NOAA controversy. Number 1, John Bolton leaving and the Taliban talks being canceled. Here are your top 10 people of the week, and this is the week of September 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Brecky Ann Willis. She is the swimsuit offender. or something like that. Number nine, Antonio Brown. He's just the offender. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Britain. Number eight. Number seven, Sonia Sotomayor. Number six, Dan Bishop. Number five, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Number four, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Number three, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. That's fun to say. Number two, John Bolton. And number one, the Donald. So here we are at number seven, Victoria, where we have race relations, gun control, and climate change all tied together. Yes. Dealer's choice. Take your pick. Which one of these do you like or want to talk
about? Well, let's do some gun control because Democrats tried to bring this up, or did bring this up, actually, in Congress when Congress finally returned from its very long vacation, that none of us get, by the way.
Well, they get a lot of things we don't get, like the healthcare package.
Yeah, healthcare. And,
But anyway.
But we could go off on a riff on that, but we're not going to. So, it turned into a bit of a debacle. And Mitch McConnell is not going to bring it to the floor of the Senate or have a debate about it unless President Trump is on board. Now, that may sound normal, but if you look back at what previous Senate majority leaders have done and at the way the Senate's worked in the past, the Senate has done what the Senate's wanted to do, regardless of whether they've had a president of the same party. And then they, because they are actually an independent branch of government, and then they send things to the president. They don't do things
right
because they have to be the same as the president. So it's very interesting that he's doing it this way, but that's how he's doing it. So obviously nothing's actually, you know, really likely to get done.
Let me throw this out at you then. So we have the Walmart story this week where they're going to stop selling guns and ammo and all kinds of stuff, and guns aren't welcome in Walmart. You can't conceal carry in a Walmart, this whole thing. Is capitalism, is buying with your buck, will just the citizenry of the United States figure this out on its own, or do we need the government to tell us how to be safe with our guns?
I suspect it may end up being a combination. I mean, it was interesting that over 100, I think it was, maybe between 100 and 150 CEOs wrote a letter this week about this issue, demanding changes. And so I do think you're seeing business take an initiative on it. So I think some of the change is going to come from the corporate world. And very often the change in our country does come from the bottom line. So and that could in turn have a roll-on effect to Congress and maybe even to the executive branch, where they see, oh, we're losing some of our power to the corporate world. Maybe we need to get in line with them.
Well, I would rather corporate let me rephrase that. I would rather capitalism control the situation than our government, because I don't want our government to control me, but I do want our money and our spending habits to decide for us, kind of voting power, you know, what's the best option. I don't like using it as a war tactic to attack other businesses if they don't agree with you for some political reason, but I do think that capitalism is the way that really, you know, like with the prescription drug companies. I don't need the government. I just need, you know what? We will decide with our bucks whether we support your company or not. And most people are starting to get tired of some of these, you know, the OxyContin thing. We saw that this week. Going to control it with the bucks, so let's do it there. All right, so let's move on to number six, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. So what did we learn this week from the Supreme Court on their ruling? It was a 7-2 vote. Am I correct there?
I think it was 7-2.
I mean, that's pretty unheard of nowadays, right?
No, you do. You get them in more rulings than you'd expect. They're quite often on the same page, but it's the big controversial ones we hear about. They rule on a lot of things that they're in agreement about, but we hear on the big ones. So it's not surprising, but it's perhaps surprising on something like this. So I'm not a reporter. I'm an analyst. But I think what was interesting about it is how it's going to play out. Is that we're going to see people being denied temporarily, right, at least at the border, and that's going to be very interesting. Who are seeking asylum?
So
being
basically,
denied at the
Supreme Court decided with Trump that they can bar asylum seekers while they go through this legal battle. Does Trump win here? Is this a win for him?
It is temporarily. If we want to look at things in terms of wins and losses, if we also look at this not only in terms of the Mexican border, we have to look at this in terms of people trying to seek asylum from other parts of the world. There are people seeking asylum who are religious and persecuted minorities, genuinely persecuted minorities whose families are being killed solely for their religion in other parts of the world, who are seeking asylum. And this is going to impact them. This is not only going to impact the southern border. So I would be very interested to know how this is going to impact other people who are seeking asylum, who have a grave fear of their lives, whose families have, for example, already been executed.
Yeah, I won't get into are most of these asylum seekers still hanging out at the border in Mexico?
There are a number who are. There's also Guatemala and Honduras. There are people down there.
But they're seeking asylum because of the gang violence in their area, right?
There are people seeking asylum for a number of different reasons. One of the things that people, I think, have not taken so seriously because it's women and girls is former Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a ruling on this. You know, women and girls who have been repeatedly raped and abused by gangs, and ruling that, well, no, you can't seek asylum for that. That's not a thing. And that's just really fascinating. So you have to go back to your country and have that happen again. But that is an endemic part of that country right now. It's specific.
You would have to
take
pretty much every girl and woman out of that country to save them.
Right, but they're not all seeking asylum.
Right,
it's just these ones. So, we're saying you cannot seek asylum for that reason. So we're literally saying you cannot. Now, is that impacting women and girls from other parts of the world? Because there are women trying to seek asylum from countries in the Middle East who have similar stories with forced rape in marriage, who, if they do go back, face being burned alive.
Yeah. The world is a scary place. And how do you protect everybody? That's the problem here. Is you would like to, but how do you do it? So, all right, we got to keep moving here. So, the 2020 presidential race at number five, the Democratic debate. Where are we at this week? I mean, has anybody really made any moves? Is Biden still locked in at number one? And he's got Bernie and Elizabeth Warren right behind him on his heels, and Kamala still at the bottom of the list. Or did anybody make some moves this week?
You know, I thought it was very interesting how unscathed Elizabeth Warren was in the debate. She made her points. She continued to make her points. Nobody attacked her. She came out unscathed. A lot of people piled on Biden. And actually, if you think about it, his, they should listen to the record player remark.
Right,
you could see it. It was very forward-looking.
Yeah.
Getting a record player. I'm looking at a turntable right now.
My daughter has one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just went shopping for records over the past weekend. So, all right, let's move on here to let's go to number three with the U.S.-China relations in Korean. Let's just do 30 seconds on that. Trump is negotiating with China. It's a negotiation. It's negotiated. It's not a forever thing. Is he getting anywhere this week?
I don't know. I mean, he's delaying some tariffs. So, but you know, we hear delayed tariffs, then renewed tariffs, delayed tariffs, renewed tariffs. I don't know whether we're getting anywhere. I do know that there is immense uncertainty, both in retail, you know, mom and pop
right.
stores, and in big business about where to invest, what
well,
to do. How do I order 4 months
right.
down the road?
Just stop freaking out. I mean, this is a short play, and yes, it's tough to handle right now. We realize that, farmers and retailers, we realize that. But this is a short play. It's not a long play. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to the number two and number one stories here on the Talk Radio Review. It's now 47 past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. We got number two here and number one. Number two is SharpieGate. I want to know why SharpieGate happened like 10 days ago. Why is SharpieGate still a thing, Victoria?
Two reasons. One, because, well, who uses a Sharpie in the Oval Office? And number two, because then Wilbur Ross got implicated in it. So that's why that developed, because more and more kept coming out about it. The story kept growing.
So for those who don't remember, when President Trump drew with a Sharpie that Alabama was in the path of the hurricane, everybody went and freaked out about it, and it's crazy. All right, so let's get to the important story, one of them of the week. John Bolton exits. Why, and who's going to take his place?
He exited because he disagreed with the president, ultimately, on the Taliban talks, which are going to be a disaster for women, by the way, and nobody's talking about that. Who's going to replace him? Donald Trump.
Really?
Effectively,
you don't think Pompeo will kind of do the duel?
Well, nominally, but, you know.
Interesting. That's interesting. All right, so there's your top 10 stories of the week. The number one story of the week, 9/11 anniversary. Never forget. This is your Talk Radio Review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. I'm Victoria Keel, and now it's time for the top five tech stories of the week. In at number five, if you asked Equifax for $125 after the big breach, you need to update your request. Here's why. If you went online and you filed your report saying that your information had been compromised through the Equifax data breach, which affected 400 million people, so most likely you were affected by this, but apparently the settlement amount was for $700 million. That was announced back in July. And during this settlement that Equifax had with the Federal Trade Commission, $31 million was set aside for consumers who had been affected by the breach. Consumers could request 4 years of credit monitoring free or a check for $125. But because the total payout was actually fixed, the FTC soon warned people that they would receive far less than $125 by some calculations, it was actually $4. So, here's the latest on this. If you do still want some money, and we don't know exactly what that amount will be, you still need to name the credit monitoring service that you've been using as you requested the check. So basically, they're screwing everybody over. And so Equifax says you have until October 15th to go back onto their site and provide information, either sign up for their free credit monitoring or provide proof that you've actually been paying for it from another service. It's the whole thing is still a mess. And if you are looking for a check for $125, look again, because you're definitely not going to be getting that, unfortunately. In number four, the California Senate bill that looks to give contract workers more rights, that is a bill that requires companies like Uber and Lyft and Postmates and DoorDash to treat its contract workers as employees. Now, this bill has passed in the California State Senate. It is seen as a potential game changer for what they call the gig economy. That's if you have a side gig, basically, they call it the gig economy. And it will require that workers are recognized as employees instead of contractors, so that will give them at least a minimum wage, which none of these workers get. They basically work for tips. It will guarantee a minimum wage. It will give them overtime pay, unemployment insurance, which they do not have. So if they get laid off and they're working for any of these companies, they have not been paying into the unemployment insurance, so therefore they're not eligible for it. They also don't get any sick leave. So obviously Uber and Lyft are adamantly opposed to this bill because it's going to drive their business model into a very different sphere. Uber has already laid off another major round of people that they've let go the second time this year, and 85% of those layoffs have occurred in the U.S. So this bill looks like it is going to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk in California. He has already said he will support it, and so we'll see how this rolls out in the rest of the country, but it looks like it will be a game changer. At number three, the Pentagon wants more control over the news. One of the Pentagon's most secretive agencies is called the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. It is developing custom software that can unearth fakes, internet fakes, hidden among more than 500,000 stories, photos, videos, and audio clips. Now, once upon a time, DARPA was actually known for helping invent the internet, but also for developing horrible privacy-invading projects like one called LifeLog. That was a program that gathered in a single place just about everything an individual in the U.S. says, sees, or does online. Not a fun thing to do. So now DARPA is developing this analysis program called Semaphore and an image analysis program called Metaphor. And so we will see there, the object of this is to combat fake news. However, what this really will do, and a lot of people are already catching on to this and they're against it, this will basically allow the government to monitor what news we actually see. So not a great thing in my opinion. At number two, Amazon's got some great news. As part of a national hiring push, the Amazon will hold career day events next week to fill more than 30,000 jobs. The hiring events will be held Tuesday, September 17th in Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Nashville, Tennessee, Seattle, and Arlington, Virginia, where their second U.S. headquarters will be. And the jobs include full-time and part-time positions available all across the country. And if you are interested in any of these, you can go to Amazon.com's job site, and they'll have 1,000 recruiters at these career day events. And this is the largest hiring spree that Amazon has ever had. So they say they're also hiring tens of thousands of seasonal workers. So very cool. And the number one spot, Apple had a big, big week. They announced the new iPhone 11. It's all about the camera. It's a wider angle than ever before. But possibly the best feature is the price. The iPhone 11 will now cost $699, making it cheaper than any other past model of late, especially a lot cheaper than which was $1,100. There you have it. There are the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
And that's because refiners and retailers are chasing sales, and they sacrificed part of their business margins on gasoline.
It's fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says the $2.63 a gallon price is 20 cents less than what it was in mid-July, but she expects the trend to reverse after yesterday's drone attack on Saudi Arabia's key oil processing facility. And while there was no immediate impact on global oil prices from the attacks as markets were closed for the weekend, analysts anticipate a price spike when the markets reopen on Monday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants the state health commissioner to make a public recommendation this week to the state Public Health and Planning Council to enact a statewide ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes amid a growing health concern connected to vaping.
Names like bubblegum, cotton candy, Captain Crunch, which was my favorite. These are obviously targeted to young people.
Council can issue emergency regulations that would go into effect as soon as they're voted on. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
The German government says it won't get involved in a debate over restricting large sports utility vehicles in cities after a recent crash claimed the lives of four pedestrians, including a young boy.
Some members of Germany's environmentalist Green Party have called for limits on heavy SUVs. They say the vehicles pose a particular threat to others. A transport ministry spokeswoman declined to comment on the proposals, saying that, quote, what's important at this point is to determine the cause of this terrible accident.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports Berlin police are investigating whether the driver of a Porsche Macan suffered a medical incident before veering onto a sidewalk where he killed a 3-year-old boy, a 64-year-old woman, and two men in their late 20s and injured five others. Activists blocking the main entrance to the Frankfurt Motor Show in protest against what they call the climate and environmental destroyers of auto industry. This is townhall.com. Schools across New York are being the beginning, it is, the academic year with a new tool that's intended to prevent student suicides and violence, and it involves guns. Correspondent Julie Walker has more from New York.
About a third of U.S. states have so-called red flag laws, which allow courts to temporarily take guns from people believed to be a danger to themselves or others. But New York is the first to implement legislation empowering schools, in addition to police and relatives, to petition courts. Supporters of red flag laws say the time teachers and other educators spend with students each day makes them uniquely suited to pick up on the kind of troubling behavior seen before recent school shootings. But opponents have raised concerns about due process and argue the laws can be used to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. Julie Walker, New York.
And we can get more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
A church-affiliated Bible school in the United States territories of the South Pacific has secured Pacific Justice Institute to defend it in a discrimination lawsuit. After hiring a man to work in the school office, he refused to sign the school's statement of faith, as required of all employees. It turns out he's actually a voodoo priest and has filed these kinds of discrimination lawsuits before. To be forced to hire or pay damages to someone who opposes biblical views would be a bad precedent and a tragic violation of First Amendment rights.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, what do you know? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Doug Steffen, who is very rarely absent, is absent today. So, all the chickens are going to take over the coop, and we're going to have a wonderful time. I'm Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and the guy ultimately responsible for the verite of the information that we're about to present as the top stories and top people on talk shows all across America, according to the research of the trade publication Talkers. And I will be joined by the very knowledgeable and well-spoken, worldly woman of media, Victoria Jones, the executive director of the D.C. Radio Company. And, Victoria, I think this is the second time that we've been in a situation where I've been hosting the program and you've been playing the role of the color caller. It's nice to work with you here.
Nice to work with you, too.
And it's been a heck of a week. It's been, well, you know, that's almost cliched that it's been a crazy week. But this has been a particularly crazy week. And I have found that looking back at a week in review, whether it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show or it's something like a Time magazine, you know, these weekly magazines, or the Sunday New York Times, whatever it is, any kind of a week in review, things are happening so quickly and there are so many tracks of news happening simultaneously and quickly that a week almost seems to encompass time that's over the horizon, long ago, far away, and forgotten. It's definitely a change. At first, I thought it was just me, but more and more people that I talk to are saying they share that experience. How do you see it?
I think the news cycle sometimes is about 4 hours now.
Mm. It has changed the way things get done.
and it's changed the way we think. I'm going to jump into the top 10 stories, and you take notes, and then you and I are going to chew on that, as well as the top 10 people for the bulk of this hour. But looking at number 10, we have three subjects that are basically tied. One is the Antonio Brown rape allegation. The other is the ongoing concern, and it's more than a concern, it's actually a fear now, about vaping and the dangers it presents. And there's an Alaska swimsuit controversy. A high school girl in a swimming meet was disqualified, even though she won the match, because the judge claimed that her swimsuit did not conform to the modesty rule. We'll talk a bit about that. At number 9, we have Boris and Brexit and the Queen and Parliament. At number 8, we have the 18th anniversary of 9/11. At number 7, we have race relations, gun control, and climate change tied. At number 6, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. Number 5 just happened on Thursday, the 2020 presidential race highlighted by the Democratic debate. And there was in what seems like ages ago, the North Carolina special election, that even though it was won by the GOP, doesn't bode well for the GOP, because it really is a very red state, and the Democrats did pretty well. At number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, we have U.S.-China relations and the North Korea rocket test. That also is one of those stories that seems like it was ages ago, but it was just earlier in the week. At number 2, Sharpiegate and the NOAA controversy. Did the president actually use an arm of the federal government to lie and, that's a heavy one. That's why it's number 2. Long after the hurricane, we're still talking about that. And number 1, John Bolton exits the administration, and that's tied with a related topic. The Taliban talks were canceled. We will now go to the people. At number 10, we have the Brecken Willis. She's the gal with the swimsuit problem. Number 9, Antonio Brown, the football player. Number 8, Boris Johnson. Sonia Sotomayor at number 7. Dan Bishop, he's from North Carolina, at number 6. And at number 5, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris tied at 5. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 4. That could be interchanged. Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un at 3. John Bolton at number 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. And there you go. Victoria, you would understand what's going on in Great Britain certainly more than I would. You're a person who comes from the United Kingdom. You're an American citizen. You've witnessed firsthand the inner workings of government on both sides of the Atlantic. What's your take on what's going on with Boris Johnson and Brexit, the Queen, and that whole situation there?
Well, it's really fascinating, and developments this weekend are, as usual, dramatic, very dramatic, and I'm not talking about Adele announcing that she's getting a divorce, although that's, you know, big in the headlines in Britain, as big as Brexit, if that's possible. So the big stories are, of course, Brexit itself, the fact that now the Commons is suspended, prorogued, also that the Commons Speaker, John Bercow, has announced that he's not going to stand for election again when there's a general election, which is also huge because he's so flamboyant and colourful, and he's really been an excellent speaker, though very controversial. Also, John Bercow gave a speech at the end of this week and said something very interesting about Boris Johnson. Now, they're of the same political party, by the way. Mm. Now, Boris Johnson said earlier this week that he'd rather be dead in a ditch than delay Brexit. Mm-hmm. And Bercow has responded by saying that if the government comes close to disobeying the law, and there's now a law saying that will have to be delayed if there's no deal, that additional procedural creativity will come to pass in Parliament. What does that mean? Tying Boris up in red knots.
Oh, what, tying Boris up in red knots? Is that a British term for like tarring and feathering? What does that mean?
Well, it means using the kind of procedural creativity that Parliament or Congress could use, using arcane laws that if they have to go back to 1475 and a half, they will do it.
In a nutshell, it seems that Boris, because there's always comparatives being drawn between Boris and Trump. In some cases, they are apt. In some cases, they have nothing to do with each other. But in the case where it's apt, the populist thing and the blonde thing and the unpredictable thing and the abrasive thing and the flamboyant thing and the egotistical thing, I would say that the difference is that Donald Trump's conservative party, called the Republicans, are far more in line backing him up, regardless of what they may as individuals privately think, than Boris's conservative party. Boris has not gotten the support of his own party at all, whereas Trump is. Would you say that's accurate before we go to break?
Yes, they don't want to break the law. Also, Boris has a Rasputin, an Oxford-educated 44-year-old Rasputin, who doesn't care what he does to win.
Victory at the expense of truth. Okay, it's 15 after the hour. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug, and Victoria Jones is filling in for me. We're both here together on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown show, and it's Michael Harrison for Doug Steffen, and Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company joins us. Victoria Jones is a very, very highly regarded radio and television commentator. Victoria, you spent 14 years in your stellar career as a White House correspondent. I guess in many ways you're glad to not having that be your main beat anymore, although you certainly are plugged into the White House. So what's your take on this Alaska swimsuit controversy? We only have a couple of minutes before we go to another break, but I think we should devote the entire program to this. What do you think?
I do too. Well, speaking as a former White House correspondent, I believe it is an outrage that Becky Ann was initially denied her win because her swimsuit allegedly rode up. And she was accused, it seems, of lifting it to expose her buttocks, which apparently is a thing now. And then she was allowed the win, And her mother said it was sexual harassment and objected. And then we were shown pictures in diagrams of what the swimsuits are supposed to look like. And her mother says that the body shape that's being used is from the 1950s. And when you look at these bodies and you look at female athletes now, clearly these are not muscle-toned, fit bodies. Their bodies more like a schlepper. or just a regular person. They're just like a person. They're not like somebody who works out 8 hours a day.
Oh, schlepper. I have a question that this brings to mind. I have a major philosophical question. At what point does a leg become a buttock?
At the curve.
So is the buttock unto itself an obscene part of the body that should not be seen at all? Or is there a gradation, a spectrum of seriousness about the offensiveness of the exposure of said buttock?
Well, according to the person who complained about what that person, I don't know if it's male or female, saw in the water when they should have been watching her stroke, yes, apparently it's very obscene.
And do you think, Victoria, that there is a movement toward young people in this type of sport actually purposefully pulling their swimsuits up into what's known as a wedgie so as to expose more of this buttock region?
Well, apparently there is a movement towards it. Both men and women athletes are doing it. And, you know, why not?
Well, it's just interesting. It's interesting to see how things change in terms of these matters. Okay, we are we're coming up to a break. Michael Harrison with Victoria Jones. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to be talking about the hot issues, according to Talkers Magazine, on news talk stations all across America.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show underway as we look back at the week of the 9th of September through the 13th of September. The week ended with, what do they call it, trichodectophobia? Friday was a Friday the 13th. Victoria Jones, who's joining us. Are you into superstition at all, Victoria?
The what now?
Are you into superstition this Friday?
Oh,
this
I am. Oh, I thought you said, are you at the superstation? And I'm thinking, okay, I'm missing out on the superstation. Yes,
right.
I am superstitious. You do not directly pass the salt to another person at the dinner table. You do not put shoes on a table.
That's interesting. I never heard about the shoes on a table bit. And directly passing salt, I have never heard of that one either.
Yes.
Is that like maybe a British thing?
I think it is. And, of course, everybody knows that you don't light the third match. You don't do that.
Yeah, I remember when I was
that's
a kid.
That's from the First World War.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to read war comics, and that's where I learned that if you lit the third match, the sniper would shoot you.
And so
it comes from that. You don't want to be, they called it third on a match. But I don't know. I walk the line between thinking superstition is nonsense. On the other level, though, living in this world and seeing coincidences happening constantly, I tend to think that there are powers at work that lie beneath the surface, and it's very hard not to be superstitious in your deepest heart of hearts. I believe everybody is. I think we're all wired to be that way because we experience these type of crazy things on a regular basis. What do you think?
Yes, I think that also. I also believe in changes and chances. So that when people says, you know, it is what it is, it's all good and it's meant to be, I say, well, maybe it is, but maybe it's chance. Because I don't believe everything is meant to be. I think there are changes and chances. I think there are accidents.
Or if you look at it from a scientific view in terms of quantum physics, a lot of people believe that the universe is programmed for every possibility, sort of like a video game. And whatever is possible could happen and probably is somewhere in some dimension. In other words, everything could happen. Therefore, it's a chance that could happen here and now in this particular universe among parallel universes. I know I'm getting a little crazy here, but I think about those things when Friday the 13th come up. This, of course, will be the weekend of the 14th and the 15th. We have a lot of things to talk about. The whole weather thing with Donald Trump, even his most ardent supporters are having trouble dealing with his behavior with the Sharpie Gate. The Sharpie Gate is a term now with the Sharpie pen that he likes to have, him extending the ill-directed course of the hurricane through the peninsula of Florida into the panhandle and into Alabama, which the NOAA, the National Oceanic and whatever, said was not true. Then they said it was that Trump was telling the truth because they basically lied for him. I think there's more destruction to his reputation from this incident than the 7 zillion lies that he's been accused of before. Isn't it fascinating?
It is fascinating. I mean, we know that he's a serial liar, and I think his supporters know this, but to draw a Sharpie on a map when the story had gone away was astonishing.
Bad timing. All right, good timing is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Michael Harrison with Victoria Jones filling in for Doug right here on this week's installment of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life. But type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curaleen will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curaleen today. For a limited time, go to Curaleen.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curaleen.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curaleen today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curaleen.co, promo code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contests, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
We are continuing to look at the hot stories of the week, according to the research of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication in the talk media industries. And it was a very, very big, buzzy, noisy week with lots and lots of hot stories. Each one back in the pre-Trump era would have been a month's worth of conversation unto itself. We have 10 of them with ties. We actually have about 15 stories, all of which are major stories, from having serious consequences to our life and our liberty to ones that just tickle our funny bone. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug. Doug is on a bit of a business trip. He will be back. And Victoria Jones, who is the executive director of the DC Radio Company and a superb radio commentator, is at my side as we try to make this a meaningful listening experience for you, based on the assumption that you are some kind of a news junkie, media freak, and talk person enthusiast, because this is the show that gets down into the weeds about talk radio topics. And we had this week a gigantic Democratic presidential debate. Victoria, I know you probably watched it, as we all watched as much of it as possible. I don't know of anybody that watched the whole thing. I think 3 hours, 3 hours is very difficult, and there are very few commercials. It is a commercial enterprise. It does look like an episode of Jeopardy on steroids, but I noticed during the commercial breaks that people in the audience were jumping up and running to the back, because you know they had to go to the bathroom, and it's very hard to get up and go out of the room at a thing like that, because they probably don't let you back in. I also hear the same thing about the Oscars and the Grammy presentations, that the ones that really suffer are the audiences, because you got to sit there and be props for the whole thing, and it can go on and on, and you're usually there for a long time before it begins. So that being said, the format for the current presidential debates, even going back to 2016 when we had 17 people running against Donald Trump, it there's something very shallow, superficial, game showy, and I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it serves the purpose of serving up these complex issues and giving the people a chance to really get to know who these politicians are. What do you think?
I don't think it does. I think it might if we do some more whittling. I don't know if we will do any more whittling. But the first ones were crazy. I mean, everybody got one-word answers. It's like, yes, no, think, maybe, cat, dog, soap. Okay, then. And that was about the economy. That's crazy. We learned a little more this week. Not much more, really. Elizabeth Warren came through unscathed. Kamala Harris sounded like a robot, and she'd obviously prepared her lines, and nobody called her on that, so we learned nothing about her except that she's a politician, you know, and these things never do, but we say this every 4 years, and and this is how we do it.
Yeah, and we do say it every 4 years. Change. It almost sounds so cliched as to be embarrassing. I am the candidate of change. You know, come on. You know, we got to bring an outsider into the inside. Well, once you're in the inside, you're not an outsider. That's a yin and yang thing that goes back to the beginning of philosophy. You cannot dance at two weddings with one tuchus, and you cannot be an insider and an outsider. You cannot be an insider and an outsider at the same time. And
yes, your swimsuit cannot slide up your tuchus.
Well, yeah, well, they should call that tuchus gate. But we're sort of sliding backwards here in terms of our survey, although I do believe we should devote an entire special to the Alaska swimsuit controversy. But I thought that Castro, the former administration guy, was mean. I thought that he mean-spirited to Joe Biden to the point that the other candidates came to Biden's defense when Castro tried to make it look as if Biden were senile. And
outrageous.
It was ugly. It was ugly. Downright. He is an arrogant, nasty man.
I was disappointed. Castro is 44, and I had interesting thoughts and hopes about Castro until that debate. And what was very interesting was I read the day after the debate in the New York Times the entire back and forth from the very beginning to the very end. Biden didn't slip up. Biden didn't mistake. Biden wasn't wrong. Castro misstated it deliberately, and that is outrageous because he's put it out there that he forgot. And you keep saying to somebody, I remember a Star Trek episode where Jean-Luc Picard was captured, and that was the whole point of his torture, was to try and convince him that he'd seen something that he hadn't seen. You know, you keep saying to somebody, you've forgotten what you said 2 minutes ago. Eventually, you're going to start doubting yourself.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine the horror that Biden felt when Castro came back at him and repeated the charge? Because we all are subject to self-doubt when it comes to things we may say or remember. You know, this is not a senior moment. This is a moment that happens to kids. They forget things. That's why they're afraid of taking tests, that they'll draw a blank. You see it in game shows. People draw blanks at all ages. So you have this guy saying, no, you said the opposite just 2 minutes ago. Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Which was, I saw the face on Biden, and I said, oh, my God, the poor guy is probably saying, did I forget? Like the point you just made, Victoria, is just so accurate. It was awful. And
gaslighting.
From whom I've talked to and since the debate, I get the feeling that Castro destroyed himself. That the human nature is basically fair. And even though Biden, you may not agree with Biden in some ways about his positions or whatever, he seems to be a pretty decent guy that most people like. And I think that most people were drawn to defend him and to feel empathy for the situation that he found himself in. And to me, that was the moment of the debate. You said something else interesting, and I want to get into it after we take a break. You said that Kamala Harris is a politician, and she remembered her lines. I think the same thing when I see her. She seems to go into these debates with prepared lines, and she waits for the moment to zing them. Hang on to your reaction to that, because we're going to take a break, and then we're going to continue this conversation. I'm Michael Harrison. Victoria Jones is with me, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
It's a talk radio countdown show in full gear, full volume, and we're doing our best to give you an overview of some of the hot topics that have been talked about on news talk radio stations such as the one that you are listening to right now. Doug Steffen taking this day off, and in his place, yours truly, Michael Harrison, publisher of Talkers, and we have Victoria Jones here. She is the executive director of the DC Radio Company. We're talking about the presidential debate that took place this past Thursday evening on ABC, a three-hour debate. And when we left off, I was referring to something that Victoria mentioned about Kamala Harris being a politician and rehearsing her lines. I remember the line that she did, I believe, Victoria, in the second debate or the first debate, where she said, the American public doesn't want to see a food fight. They want to see us put food on the table, something like that. Do you remember that line?
Yeah.
That was you knew that she was just waiting for the moment. And on Thursday night, she had a line. I can't remember what it was, but I said, oh, there's her line. She got her line off.
She had a few. Well, one of them was she addressed President Trump directly, and she ended with, "Now, President Trump, you can go back to watching Fox News."
That was one. Yes, that was one. Yeah, she did about two or three lines, and then at one point, did you catch the whole thing where she said, "I don't remember what she said," but she started laughing. Hey, Joe. Yeah, she did this like streety thing that was out of character for an attorney general of California who was a prosecutor and wants to be president of the United States. I don't know about her. I don't know about any of them. I don't know about Trump. I don't know about Pence. I'm not expressing my lack of enthusiasm from a partisan perspective. I just... Or maybe just as you grow up, you start realizing that politicians are just people too, and that any of them, all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt, and you know, I don't want to say George Washington because George Washington was indeed a god, but that most politicians are just flawed people rehearsing their lines and trying to figure out how to capitalize on problems for their own political benefit. Am I being cynical?
No. No, you're not. I mean, that's what it is. And there's always that ultimate question that you sort of have to put aside when you go into the voting booth. Anybody who's got the ego to think, I can be the leader of the free world, why do you want anything to do with that person?
Boy, is that ever true. I think that all the time. Anybody who offers themselves up to be the leader of the free world and claims that they can fix the problems should not only be shunned, they should be given treatment for severe mental problems. They have delusions of grandeur. You know what I find very interesting, to your point, is that when the questioners, the reporters who are sitting facing the candidates, they always come up with a question. Would you tell me why you believe that you are the most qualified person to be the commander-in-chief of all the people on this panel, on this debate? Or why you are the person most qualified to be the president of the United States? And they always try to answer it. But they never answer it effectively, because the question really does expose them if they say, because I'm the smartest, I'm the best looking, I'm the one you're going to want to have in your living room every day for 4 years, maybe 8 years. I'm the one you can trust. I am not even human. If they say that, they'll look like a fool. So they skirt around it. But that's a funny question, isn't it? Why are you the most qualified? How would you answer that? Well, you're not running, so it's not a fair question. I think perhaps I may be even more egotistical than you. Everybody's egotistical. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing if we weren't. I would say, how would I answer that? And I would, you know what I would say? My answer to it would be, I'm not sure that I am. I'm just telling everybody what I think. I'm just telling everybody my policy. I'm presenting myself here. These other people on the stage are all very good people. I leave it to the American public to decide which one of us they think is the most qualified based on me just presenting what I bring to the table.
There you go.
Do you like that answer?
Yeah. And you've presented a humility that nobody expects.
Yeah. And I'm surprised nobody's ever said that.
Because they're not basically humble. That's why.
No, they are not. They are not. No. They have some type of an imbalance in terms of their feet on the ground and their head in the clouds, and somewhere in the middle, hopefully, they won't do too much damage in their pursuit of power and glory. All right, quick break coming up. Michael Harrison, Victoria Jones with you. Doug is out. We are in, and we're doing the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Reading Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check ReddingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Billy is the marketing manager at Redding Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Redding Kia Summer Clearance ends September 30th, 2019. ReddingKia.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals.
no longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show indeed does continue. And actually, that philosophically is something that is true. The passing parade, I mean, it doesn't stop. There's always the old, there's the current, and there's the new on the horizon. And Victoria Jones, you know what's really interesting is that you never know what's coming next. I call it the unknown factor. You know, people always ask me, because of my job at Talkers and following the issues, what are people going to be talking about next year, like at New Year's? Or what are people going to be, you know, what do you think the big story next week is going to be? And I say the biggest story is always the unknown story, the one that comes out of the blue and changes the discussion of the national conversation in a direction that you never, ever thought would happen. And that's always the part of this passing parade, as I call it, that makes it very interesting and keeps you on your toes. And now back to what we were talking about earlier with the changing of the news cycle constantly. If you don't stay on top of things and you venture to go out on the airwaves of a radio program such as this or any kind of a public discussion, you could be caught being ignorant very easily because things change so rapidly. John Bolton exits the administration and the Taliban talks were canceled was the number one story of this noisy week. John Bolton's an interesting figure. I can't, you know, looking at this at face value, it's hard to tell whether he is a man of war or a man of peace or a man of reason within the Trump administration. All different kinds of images are being projected by this. What do you think?
Bolton is a hardliner when it comes to foreign policy. That means he sees other leaders who have been perceived as adversaries by all previous presidents from a hardline point of view. Bolton also has no problem with war with Iran. I mean, I think we have to be clear about that. And Trump is interested in pulling back and possibly having talks with Iran. So that's one area where he is harder than Trump. But he disagrees with Trump on a number of areas. He views Kim Jong-il, as a murderous thug dictator.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have much time for Putin. So things like that. He thinks the Taliban are a bunch of murderous thugs. And I think he thought that having Camp David talks with the Taliban, this is what we're hearing, was a big mistake. Certainly Camp David talks, but talks with the Taliban was a mistake. And this was his final exit. Now, also, he had been out of meetings for weeks. Trump and he had clashed. He has a big personality. And so that can be a problem. And apparently, even after he put forward his opinion, disagreed with Trump, Trump made a decision, he continued to put forward his point of view. So he was edged out of meetings. So this was the final straw. But the Taliban thing was the end. There were a lot of administration officials who had a problem with the Taliban talks, not just Bolton. And the Taliban talks are problematic.
Especially around the anniversary of 9/11. Bad optics, as they say. I love that word, optics. Bad optics. It comes down to Donald Trump approaching the world as if anybody out there, no matter how evil, no matter what their agenda, can be swayed if you make the right deal. He's transactional. He's a deal maker. It's part of his nature. And the Bolton point of view is that certain people are not you cannot strike a deal with them. They're not interested in money. They're not interested in your interests. The gulf between your interests and their interests are so far apart that you can talk till you're blue in the face and you cannot make a deal. It's more of a realistic view of the wider spectrum of human nature that exists out there. Victoria Jones, thank you so much. I do want to mention before we split that if people want to hear the Michael Harrison interview, a weekly interview that we put out in a podcast, you can do so at mhinterview.com. This week, my guest is Dr. Matthew Knowles, the father of Beyonce, and he's into the cannabis business right now. It's fascinating. Victoria, thank you so much for being here with me as I was here for Doug, and it's always a pleasure to work with you. You're a magnificent broadcaster, and it's indeed an honor to share the microphone and the airwaves with you. I hope you have a great weekend and enjoy yourself. And thank you, Kara Schillen, for the production on the front line. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And Doug will be back next week. And that's it. Have a wonderful day. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Radio.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta spring water.
United Auto Workers Union says its GM members are walking off the job.
We are going on strike at 11:59 tonight.
United Auto Workers spokesman Brian Rothenberg says workers will be on the picket line at General Motors plants because contract negotiations with the automaker have broken down. Lead union negotiator Ted Crum.
The strike is about the members in Texas, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and throughout the great nation. We're fighting for the future of the middle class.
The talks broke down over a number of issues, including wages, health care, temporary employees, job security, and profit sharing. It also follows GM's decision to shut four plants, and it would be the first against GM since a two-day walkout in 2007. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, overseas, satellite images show damage at a key Saudi auto oil production facility that was bombed on Saturday.
The images examined by the Associated Press come from the European Commission's Sentinel-2 satellite. They appear to show black char marks in the heart of Saudi Aramco's oil processing facility in Bukaik. Neither Saudi Arabia nor its state-run oil company have said how much damage was done to the facility, but fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says it almost certainly translates to rising crude oil prices.
Markets will have multiple reactions again and again as news comes out and as interpretations are given. Official pronouncements are one thing, but the oil market will be paying extreme close attention.
Lundberg says domestic production should help dampen price effects here in the U.S. Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
A British court gives a thumbs up to the use of facial recognition technology by police in the UK.
The court says existing laws adequately cover the South Wales Police Force trial program in what's believed to be the world's first legal case on how a law enforcement agency uses the new technology. The decision comes amid a broader global debate about the rising use of facial recognition technology powered by new advances in cameras and artificial intelligence. Rich Thomason reporting.
A sightseeing boat capsized on a swollen river in southern India Sunday, killing 12 people, leaving 35 others missing. There were 61 people, 50 passengers, and 11 crew members, all of them Indian nationals, on board the boat when it capsized on the Gandavari River. 14 people who were wearing life jackets were rescued by local fishermen. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Expanded background checks are off the table as far as some conservative lawmakers are concerned.
Senator Ted Cruz is predicting massive Democrat voter turnout next year as the party seeks to unseat President Trump and seize control of the U.S. Senate. He's warning any compromise with Democrats on guns could demoralize a conservative base just when the votes are needed most. A common complaint from Cruz and other Second Amendment supporters that expanding background checks would likely do little to prevent mass shootings, but would put new burdens on law-abiding gun buyers. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities in Northern Virginia say they found no evidence a shooting occurred at a movie theater that's part of a popular mall. Reports of a shooting had prompted panic and a large police presence last night, but the Arlington County Police Department later tweeted authorities had completed a preliminary search of the theater at the Ballston Quarter Mall in Arlington and did not find any evidence that a shooting took place. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Review, and this is where every single week, Doug Steffen, who is not here, so I'm Rich McFadden in here for him, sitting in the big chair today. I usually sit in that other chair over there, along with Victoria Keelan.
In the corner. No!
I'm Victoria. Call me Doug Steffen. Go ahead. I'm here with Victoria Jones. I just spent all morning saying Victoria Keelan's proper apologies, Victoria, to go through your top 10 talk topics of the week as charted by Talkers Magazine for the week of September 9th to the 13th for 2019. So Talkers Magazine scans all of the talk radio stations all across the country, all the ones that you're listening to. They listen to you calling in, what you're talking about with your favorite host on all the talk radio stations, and then they make this list every week of the most popular topics, and we count them down 10 to 1. Here is your list for the week of September 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Antonio Brown, what a great guy he is in the rape allegation and his whole drama going to New England. Vaping. Thank you for having that in the list here. The Alaska swimsuit controversy, which I'm dying to figure out what this is, and Victoria knows all about it. We'll get to that in a second. Number 9, Boris and Brexit. It sounds like a cartoon. It's not. Well, maybe it is. Number 8, 9/11, 18th anniversary. Number 7, race relations, gun control, and climate change, all tied at number 7. Number 6, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate and the North Carolina special election. Number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, U.S.-China relations and the North Korean rocket test. Number 2, Sharpiegate. That's fun to say. And the NOAA controversy. And number 1, John Bolton exits the administration and Taliban talks being canceled. All right, so let's go through the top 10 people. And they kind of usually relate with the topics, but let's see. Number 10, Brecky Yan Willis. I'm assuming that's how you say that. Number 9, Antonio Brown. Number 8, Boris Johnson. Don't get used to that name. It might not be there long. Number 7, Sonia Sotomayor. Number 6, Dan Bishop. Number 5, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. Number 4, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 3, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. Number 2, John Bolton. Number 1, the Donald. All right, so Victoria, let's work our way through this list. Unlike Doug, I always start at number 10 and work my way to number one. Yeah, okay. Right. So we're not going to go right to number 1. We're going to work our way through the list because I like the anticipation. It's fun. Antonio Brown. Dude is a mess. The whole thing where he basically says, I don't want to play for you, Oakland. I'm out of here. They let him go. Gruden lets him go. He goes to the only team that can probably manage him in that New England, and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will basically say, dude, if you ever want a ball thrown to you, you will play by our rules. So he's like, fine, great, sign me up. Gets in there. What happens the next day? Oh, rape allegation. Didn't realize that. So then New England realizes that they've got a marketing PR mess on their hands, and they basically punt and say, well, we're just going to pass this all to the NFL and let them decide whether he can play or not. So that's kind of where we're at. Whether he plays this weekend's up in the air, but the guy certainly has some serious issues. And
Here's a question for you.
Yeah, fire away.
It's like background checks and This has been a particular issue in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Why do they never know about Nanny's rape allegations and hitting the wife before these people are nominated or get signed?
So here's how the NFL works. You ready for this? It's all about the almighty dollar. Antonio Brown is an amazing receiver. He is unbelievable. He can fill seats. He can sell jerseys. He can sell tickets. So they kind of go, okay, let's do a preliminary scan here. Yeah, we know he's kind of a trouble guy. Yeah, we know this. But it's not so bad that we can't handle it. So
you mean she's not dead?
Right. Well, no. They did not know about the rape allegation before they signed it.
Oh.
That came 12 hours after, like the next morning. So that's where this whole thing gets a little spicy, is that now the NFL's got another. So with Ray Rice, they played it so poorly. Then the video came out of him beating his girlfriend in the elevator, and it was a disaster all the way around. That's what they possibly have here, and that's what they're trying to figure out. The NFL is not good at this. They have Kathy Lanier running. She's the former chief of police for Washington, D.C. They have
her well.
Yeah,
great person.
That's right. She's a buddy of yours. So she's running it. She is certainly going to put on the hat. Listen, we are here to protect women. We don't care about if you're a big superstar. If you've raped somebody, we're going to get to the bottom of it. So that's where it is.
I don't imagine that goes down too well with some people.
Hey, let's cruise through this because we got to get to
vaping.
So many things. I want to get to vaping. Vaping is,
I called my nephew. I didn't catch him. I mean, he's a grown man. But I saw him vaping once a couple of months ago, and I was like, what are you doing there? He's like, oh, you know, it's harmless or whatever it is. Now we find out not so harmless. It's killing people, like, and it's record speed, whereas opposed to smoking usually took you 20, 30 years. Vaping can do it in a couple of years. Do they have you seen where they have any idea of what it's doing to the lungs that it's that fast?
Well, there were different. I've seen a couple of stories about that. They're not entirely sure. Juul, which of course is the dominant e-cigarette company in the United States, is not saying anything. There are different ideas about what is causing the outbreak. There are about 380 cases now in about three dozen states. Many of the illnesses have been linked to vaping mixtures with THC, but some patients are just reporting using e-cigarettes. So, but there are small businesses, and they're saying that regulators are pushing through new rules that are punishing vendors for crimes they didn't commit, so there's pushback. But now they're looking at banning e-cigarettes with flavors like mint, menthol, and things like that, and strawberry, I suppose, things. Well, now, who's that geared at? Kiddy Winkies, exactly. Obviously. And that's where the market is, because they think, oh, well, I won't smoke, I'll vape. No, that's
dangerous. It's not bad for me.
Not bad for me, but, you know, I read BuzzFeed and I read BuzzFeed News. I also subscribe to The Cram, which is a great news website done by a 15-year-old and a team of kids around the world. And vaping is quite often their lead story. And on BuzzFeed News and on BuzzFeed, vaping is highly up there. So, you know, for kids who are interested, they can find access to how dangerous vaping is. It is
right
out there, and kids are learning about it.
And that's the thing, is the news, you know, everybody complains about the news media not talking about this and highlighting that when they shouldn't and everything when it comes to politics. This is where they really should step up and give people important information, just like we are here. This is something, if you are using e-cigarettes, you really, really need to look into this. And you can't just pass it. Because, I mean, this is like, hey, I'm fine one day. Oh, I'm dead the next.
I'm dead.
Right.
Dead. My friend who's dead. Yeah. And my friend who's, I have a friend who's 70, was recently diagnosed with her second cancer. And they said, okay, so what you've got to do is you've got to do dope because of the pain and all the other things.
Yeah.
So she takes it in various forms, including vaping.
Oh, great.
Medical marijuana.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yes. And now she's looking at, obviously, other methods. This is the healthiest woman I know. In fact, when my nephew, who's like 34, met her, he thought she was quite fanciable. This is a good-looking woman. And she's like, well, I don't know what to do instead of vaping now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on because we've got a lot of stuff to get through here. And I know you're dying to tell us about the Alaska swimsuit. We're still at number 10. We haven't even reached number 9 yet.
Well, so, this is the good stuff.
Tell me about the swimsuit controversy. I haven't seen this.
Okay, Brecken Willis. She is a member of the swim team at Diamond High School in Anchorage. She won at a swim meet, and she was disqualified because of the way her swimsuit fits her body. Now, what happened was a race official said her swimsuit had shifted into a position that showed too much of her bottom. It had either slid up or she had adjusted it so that it showed too much of her bottom, which apparently girls are doing. Then they reversed it, and so she won again. Now, the Alaska School Activities Association is saying, you know, okay, the Anchorage School District says it is heavy-handed and unnecessary. An art swimmer was targeted based solely on how a standard school-issued uniform, it's a uniform, happened to fit the shape of her body. Now, her mother is furious says it's sexual harassment. It shouldn't have any place on the pool deck. It's a swimsuit modesty rule.
Wow.
It's nationwide. Apparently, there is a growing trend of high school athletes from both genders rolling up their swimsuits in such a way as to expose the athlete's buttocks. But Becky's mum says, and there's a picture in the CNN story, that the swimsuit pictures that are used in the guidance show a body from the 50s. And bodies now are far more muscular.
That's funny. Yeah, that's true.
And they don't fit.
Well, we've got everybody going to CNN now because they want to see the diagram and the actual picture of what her swimsuit is doing. So there we are. We're at number 10. We just got through number 10. 987-654-321 coming up. Stick around for the talk radio review here on the DJV. It's 18 past the hour.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Top Radio Countdown.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones. Going down your list of top 10 talk topics of the week. I love saying that. It's so much fun. We've only made it through number 10, so we're up at number 9 now. And number 9 is the Prime Minister of Britain, Boris. What's his last name? Boris Yelp?
Johnson.
Johnson. And Brexit. And what's going on with Brexit? How long has Brexit been going on? How many years?
2016.
Okay, so
2016. But, of course, it's heated up. Well, a couple of interesting developments for this weekend. The common speaker, Burkow, who, of course, has said he's not running, for being an MP again when there's the next general election, which is a huge story this week, gave a speech. And he said the only possible Brexit was one backed by MPs. And he said something fascinating, which was that if Johnson tried to be dead in a ditch and stop a Brexit delay, that the Commons would come up with very creative ways of working around it with rules. And that was fascinating because, really, they would just work around him. But I have to say that all the Brexit news has been overshadowed because Adele has filed for divorce.
So it's pretty much like just like it is here over there, is that some lame, stupid pop culture story will just push aside any important news of the day.
No, I mean, Brexit is still huge, and when John Burkow says something like that the Commons is going to become extremely creative,
right.
Parliament will become extremely creative, that gets fascinating, and Brexit is still huge. But when Adele says she's good, I mean, Adele is like a national treasure,
She's Elvis. She is Elvis.
She's Elvis.
Right.
Yeah, she's Elvis, and she's filing for divorce. Everybody thought they were happy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's an amazing talent, and she deserves to be happy, but apparently. Yeah. Anybody know what's going on? What's wrong?
No, apparently they're not happy.
Here's what I found. I don't know this through personal experience, but here's what I found. When you are mega, mega, mega rich or mega, mega, mega talented, there is nobody that's equal to you. And you cannot find somebody to sit around on the couch and have something in common with. You just don't. They become your servant or your little assistant or something like that. And the person can't handle that, and you get bored with them because they aren't as brilliant as you are. It's just, I mean, look at how many...
Very hard. Very hard.
It's very hard.
Unless you're someone like Paul Newman.
Right. But he was kind of like just like your everyday guy,
He was an everyday. He was just an extraordinary human being.
Yeah.
And they're rare.
Right. Right. All right. So we're at number 8 now, which really I'm going to move to number 1. But we'll go ahead and talk about it here. 9/11 and the 18th anniversary of 9/11. We got a minute. So in our list of 10 through 1, it is number 8. But just because I'm going to say it's number 1. Because it should be. So when we get to number one will be number two, and we will make this number one. You follow that?
I follow.
How did you remember on Wednesday?
I remembered on Wednesday on the radio because I was doing hits, and talk show hosts were saying, where were you on 9/11?
Exactly.
What happened? What happened?
Can I
had a radio talk show.
Can I tell you? I was right here sitting in this chair on the air when it happened. I don't want to sit there every single year and remember it. I want to remember, never forget, but I don't want to sit there every year and relive it. And that was my thing. And then I went to see Peter Frampton. I went to see Peter Frampton, and I kind of felt bad for going out and doing something fun on 9/11. But then he talked about it. It was a really cool story, so it was all good. So anyway, our number one story of the week, remembering 9/11. It's 28 past.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep a pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 past the hour on the Talk Countdown review. Wait a minute. The talk radio review. That's what he usually calls us, isn't it, Victor, Kara? The talk radio review.
He calls it whatever he wants. Right, so he makes up lots of different names.
Right. So Doug Steffen is not here. Rich McFadden and Victoria Jones here with you as usual. We just kind of switched chairs because Doug missing. Counting down the list. So let's go through the list again real quick here just so that you're all caught up to speed here. At number 10, Antonio Brown rape allegation, vaping and the Alaska swimsuit controversy. Boris and Brexit at number 9. Number 8, 9/11 anniversary, which we will move to number 1 just because. Number 7, race relations, gun control, and climate change, also known as the weather. Number 6, SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. Number 5, 2020 presidential race, Democratic debate, and the North Carolina special election. Number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, U.S.-China relations and North Korean rocket test. It's funny how they put the Asian stuff right there. Number 2, Sharpiegate and the NOAA controversy. Number 1, John Bolton leaving and the Taliban talks being canceled. Here are your top 10 people of the week, and this is the week of September 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Brecky Ann Willis. She is the swimsuit offender. Or something like that. Number 9, Antonio Brown. He's just the offender. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Britain. Number 8, number 7, Sonia Sotomayor. Number 6, Dan Bishop. Number 5, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Number 4, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Number 3, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. That's fun to say. Number 2, John Bolton. And number 1, the Donald. So here we are at number 7, Victoria, where we have race relations, gun control, and climate change all tied together. Yes. Dealer's choice. Take your pick. Which one of these do you like or want to talk
about?
Let's do some
gun control because Democrats tried to bring this up or did bring this up, actually, in Congress when Congress finally returned from its very long vacation, that none of us get, by the way.
They get a lot of things we don't get, like
healthcare.
But
we could go off on a riff on that, but we're not going to. So, it turned into a bit of a debacle. And Mitch McConnell is not going to bring it to the floor of the Senate or have a debate about it unless President Trump is on board. Now, that may sound normal, but if you look back at what previous Senate majority leaders have done and at the way the Senate's worked in the past, the Senate has done what the Senate's wanted to do, regardless of whether they've had a president of the same party. Because they are actually an independent branch of government. And then they send things to the president. They don't do things because they have to be the same as the president. So it's very interesting that he's doing it this way, but that's how he's doing it. So obviously nothing's actually, you know, really likely to get done.
Let me throw this out at you then. So we had the Walmart story this week where they're going to stop selling guns and ammo and all kinds of stuff, and guns aren't welcome in Walmart. You can't conceal carry in a Walmart, this whole thing. Is capitalism, is buying with your buck, will just the citizenry of the United States figure this out on its own, or do we need the government to tell us how to be safe with our guns?
I suspect it may end up being a combination. I mean, it was interesting that over 100, I think it was, maybe between 100 and 150 CEOs wrote a letter this week about this issue, demanding changes. And so I do think you're seeing business take an initiative on it. So I think some of the change is going to come from the corporate world. And very often the change in our country does come from the bottom line. So and that could in turn have a roll-on effect to Congress and maybe even to the executive branch, where they see, oh, we're losing some of our power to the corporate world. Maybe we need to get in line with them.
Well, I would rather corporate let me rephrase that. I would rather capitalism control the situation than our government, because I don't want our government to control me, but I do want our money and our spending habits to decide for us, kind of voting power, you know, what's the best option. I don't like using it as a war tactic to attack other businesses if they don't agree with you for some political reason, but I do think that capitalism is the way that really... You know, like with the prescription drug companies, I don't need the government. I just need, you know what? We will decide with our bucks whether we support your company or not. And most people are starting to get tired of some of these, you know, the OxyContin thing. We saw that this week. Going to control it with the bucks, so let's do it there. All right, so let's move on to number six, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. So what did we learn this week from the Supreme Court on their ruling? It was a 7-2 vote. Am I correct there?
I think it was 7-2.
I mean, that's pretty unheard of nowadays, right?
No, you do. You get them in more rulings than you'd expect. They're quite often on the same page, but it's the big controversial ones we hear about. They rule on a lot of things that they're in agreement about, but we hear on the big ones. So it's not surprising, but it's perhaps surprising on something like this. So I'm not a reporter. I'm an analyst. But I think what was interesting about it is how it's going to play out. Is that we're going to see people being denied, temporarily, at least at the border. And that's going to be very interesting, who are seeking asylum.
So basically, the Supreme Court decided with Trump that they can bar asylum seekers while they go through this legal battle. Does Trump win here? Is this a win for him?
It is temporarily. If we want to look at things in terms of wins and losses, if we also look at this not only in terms of the Mexican border, we have to look at this in terms of people trying to seek asylum from other parts of the world. There are people seeking asylum who are religious and persecuted minorities, genuinely persecuted minorities whose families are being killed solely for their religion in other parts of the world, who are seeking asylum. And this is going to impact them. This is not only going to impact the southern border. So I would be very interested to know how this is going to impact other people who are seeking asylum, who have a grave fear of their lives, whose families have, for example, already been executed.
I won't get into it. Are most of these asylum seekers still hanging out at the border in Mexico?
There are a number who are. There's also Guatemala and Honduras. There are people down there.
But they're seeking asylum because of the gang violence in their area, right?
There are people seeking asylum for a number of different reasons. One of the things that people, I think, have not taken so seriously because it's women and girls, is former Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a ruling on this. You know, women and girls who have been repeatedly raped and abused by gangs, and ruling that, well, no, you can't seek asylum for that. That's not a thing. And that's just really fascinating. So you have to go back to your country and be and have that happen again. Because and but that is an endemic part of that country right now. It's specific.
You would have to
that.
Take pretty much every girl and woman out of that country to save them.
Right, but they're not all seeking asylum.
Right,
it's just these ones. So, we're saying you cannot seek asylum for that reason. So we're literally saying you cannot. Now, is that impacting women and girls from other parts of the world? Because there are women trying to seek asylum from countries in the Middle East who have similar stories with forced rape in marriage, who, if they do go back, face being burned alive.
Yeah. The world is a scary place. And how do you protect everybody? That's the problem here. Is you would like to, but how do you do it? So, all right, we got to keep moving here. So, the 2020 presidential race at number five, the Democratic debate. All right, where are we at this week? I mean, has anybody really made any moves? Is Biden still locked in at number one? And you know, he's got Bernie and Elizabeth Warren right behind him on his heels, and Kamala still at the bottom of the list. Or did anybody make some moves this week?
You know, I thought it was very interesting how unscathed Elizabeth Warren was in the debate. You know, she made her points. She continued to make her points. Nobody attacked her. And she came out unscathed. A lot of people piled on Biden. And actually, if you think about it, his, you know, they should listen to the record player remark.
Right,
you could see it. It was very forward-looking.
Yeah.
Getting a record player, I'm looking at a turntable right now.
My daughter has one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just went shopping for records over the past weekend. So, all right, let's move on here to let's go to number three with the U.S.-China relations in Korean. Let's just do 30 seconds on that. I mean, Trump is negotiating with China. It's a negotiation. It's negotiated. It's not a forever thing. Is he getting anywhere this week?
I don't know. I mean, he's delaying some tariffs. So, but you know, we hear delayed tariffs, then renewed tariffs, delayed tariffs, renewed tariffs. I don't know whether we're getting anywhere. I do know that there is immense uncertainty, both in retail, you know, mom and pop stores, and in big business about where to invest, what to do. How do I order 4 months down the road?
Just stop freaking out. I mean, this is a short play, and yes, it's tough to handle right now. We realize that, farmers and retailers, we realize that. But this is a short play. It's not a long play. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to the number two and number one stories here on the Talk Radio Review. It's now 47 past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or prediabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curaline will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curaline today. For a limited time, go to Curaline.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curaline.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curaline today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curaline.co, promo code DJV.
48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. We got number two here and number one. Number two is SharpieGate. I want to know why. SharpieGate happened like 10 days ago. Why is SharpieGate still a thing, Victoria?
Two reasons. One, because, well, who uses a Sharpie in the Oval Office? And number two, because then Wilbur Ross got implicated in it. So that's why that developed, because more and more kept coming out about it. The story kept growing.
So for those who don't remember, when President Trump drew with a Sharpie that Alabama was in the path of the hurricane, everybody went and freaked out about it, and it's crazy. All right, so let's get to the important story, one of them of the week. John Bolton exits. Why, and who's going to take his place?
He exited because he disagreed with the president, ultimately, on the Taliban talks, which are going to be a disaster for women, by the way, and nobody's talking about that. Who's going to replace him? Donald Trump.
Really? You don't think Pompeo will kind of do the duel?
Well, nominally, but, you know.
Interesting. That's interesting. All right, so there's your top 10 stories of the week. The number one story of the week, 9/11 anniversary. Never forget. This is your Talk Radio Review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If it wasn't for a kind community member like you, I could have died on the streets. My name is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and I will be your keynote speaker at the Good News Rescue Mission's 11th Annual Harvest of Hope Fundraiser Banquet at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, October 5th at 6 p.m. Support transformation and purchase your Harvest of Hope table at gnrm.org. I'll see you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bosciani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bosciani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bosciani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bosciani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. I'm Victoria Keel, and now it's time for the top five tech stories of the week. In at number five, if you asked Equifax for $125 after the big breach, you need to update your request. Here's why. If you went online and you filed your report saying that your information had been compromised through the Equifax data breach, which affected 400 million people, so most likely you were affected by this. But apparently, the settlement amount was for $700 million. That was announced back in July. And during this settlement that Equifax had with the Federal Trade Commission, $31 million was set aside for consumers who had been affected by the breach. Consumers could request 4 years of credit monitoring free or a check for $125. But because the total payout was actually fixed, the FTC soon warned people that they would receive far less than $125. By some calculations, it was actually $4. So, here's the latest on this. If you do still want some money, and we don't know exactly what that amount will be, you still need to name the credit monitoring service that you've been using as you requested the check. So basically, they're screwing everybody over. And so Equifax says you have until October 15th to go back onto their site and provide information, either sign up for their free credit monitoring or provide proof that you've actually been paying for it from another service. It's the whole thing is still a mess. And if you are looking for a check for $125, look again, because you're definitely not going to be getting that, unfortunately. In number four, the California Senate bill that looks to give contract workers more rights, that is a bill that requires companies like Uber and Lyft and Postmates and DoorDash to treat its contract workers as employees. Now, this bill has passed in the California State Senate. It is seen as a potential game changer for what they call the gig economy. That's if you have a side gig, basically, they call it the gig economy. And it will require that workers are recognized as employees instead of contractors, so that will give them at least a minimum wage, which none of these workers get. They basically work for tips. It will guarantee a minimum wage. It will give them overtime pay, unemployment insurance, which they do not have. So if they get laid off and they're working for any of these companies, they have not been paying into unemployment insurance, so therefore they're not eligible for it. They also don't get any sick leave. So obviously Uber and Lyft are adamantly opposed to this bill because it's going to drive their business model into a very different sphere. Uber has already laid off another major round of people that they've let go the second time this year, and 85% of those layoffs have occurred in the U.S. So this bill looks like it is going to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk in California. He has already said he will support it, and so we'll see how this rolls out in the rest of the country, but it looks like it will be a game changer. At number three, the Pentagon wants more control over the news. One of the Pentagon's most secretive agencies
is called the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. It is developing custom software that can unearth fakes, internet fakes, hidden among more than 500,000 stories, photos, videos, and audio clips. Now, once upon a time, DARPA was actually known for helping invent the internet, but also for developing horrible privacy-invading projects, like one called LifeLog, that was a program that gathered in a single place just about everything an individual in the U.S. says, sees, or does online. Not a fun thing to do. So now DARPA is developing this analysis program called Semaphore and an image analysis program called Metaphor. And so we will see the object of this is to combat fake news. However, what this really will do, and a lot of people are already catching on to this and they're against it, this will basically allow the government to monitor what news we actually see. So not a great thing in my opinion. At number two, Amazon's got some great news. As part of a national hiring push, the Amazon will hold Career Day events next week to fill more than 30,000 jobs. The hiring events will be held Tuesday, September 17th, in Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Nashville, Tennessee, Seattle, and Arlington, Virginia, where their second U.S. headquarters will be. And the jobs include full-time and part-time positions available all across the country. And if you are interested in any of these, you can go to Amazon.com's job site, and they'll have 1,000 recruiters at these Career Day events. And this is the largest hiring spree that Amazon has ever had. So they say they're also hiring tens of thousands of seasonal workers. So very cool. And the number one spot, Apple had a big, big week. They announced the new iPhone 11. It's all about the camera. It's a wider angle than ever before. But possibly the best feature is the price. The iPhone 11 will now cost $699, making it cheaper than any other past model of late, especially a lot cheaper than the iPhone 10, which was $1,100. There you have it. There are the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
We are.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As promised, more than 49,000 United Auto Worker members have taken to the picket lines at 55 General Motors facilities over contract dispute. The strike had been threatened even as talks concluded Sunday. Negotiators are expected back at the bargaining table 10 a.m. Monday in Detroit. A senior U.S. officials say they have proof now to show support that their case that Iran was responsible for Saturday's attacks on a key Saudi Arabian oil infrastructure.
The U.S. government is releasing satellite imagery showing what officials say are at least 19 points of impact from the drone strikes at two Saudi energy facilities. Senior U.S. officials, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, say the images are consistent with attack coming from the direction of Iran rather than Yemen. The officials say additional devices, which apparently didn't reach their targets, have been recovered and are being analyzed by Saudi and American intelligence agencies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, global energy prices spiked as President Trump warned Iran that America was locked and loaded to respond to the Tehran-orchestrated assault. Benchmark Brent crude gained nearly 20% in the first moments of trading Monday. President Trump is banking on a strong economy to boost his reelection chances in 2020.
It's no secret that the president plans to highlight the economy in his bid for reelection. In fact, he thinks some of the economic indicators are unbeatable. During a speech last week, Mr. Trump was touting low African-American unemployment and poverty and wondered aloud how the eventual Democratic nominee will respond.
I don't know. When I'm on that debate stage with whoever I'm on, these are pretty good numbers to, you know. Who's going to beat these numbers? Please tell me.
The president argues that he has pushed the economy to new heights and that Democrats will undo the progress. Greg Clugston, The White House.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
There was a lot of prayer in Washington, D.C. last week on the anniversary of 9/11, but for the Senate chaplain, it's part of a daily routine.
You are our God.
In the very Senate chamber that often features advancement of secular ideals, Chaplain Barry Black sees no irony in making his appeal to the Almighty.
Lord, guide our senators to protect our goodly heritage of freedom.
The Senate's own website noting that it honors the separation of church and state, but not the separation of God and state.
For you are our refuge and strength.
Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pushing to enact a statewide ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes amid growing health concerns connected to vaping, especially among young people. He made the announcement on Sunday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A divisive fight over the future of crude oil pipeline across Minnesota is pinning presidential candidates between environmentalists and trade unions in a 2020 battleground state. Correspondent Jeremy House has details.
Progressive candidates Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have condemned the Canadian company's plan to replace its old and deteriorating Line 3 pipeline. It carries Canadian crude across the forests and wetlands of northern Minnesota and into northern Wisconsin. They've sided with environmental and tribal groups that have been trying to stop the project for years, arguing that the oil should stay in the ground. Other candidates, including home state Senator Amy Klobuchar and frontrunner Joe Biden, have remained largely silent, mindful that such projects are viewed as job creators for some of the working-class voters they may need to win the state next year. Jeremy House reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your next go-tos and can't live without. 21 days of daily beauty.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with Edgar and Charlie, and then later we pay a visit to the couple next door. The special guest in this opening episode is best known today for the role of Glinda the Good Witch in the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz. But Billy Burke also did lots of radio, including Head and Up, her own series, which aired on CBS in the early 1940s. As a matter of fact, the Billy Burke Show was airing at the time she made this appearance, which is from October 22nd, 1944.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Effie Clinker with Ray Noble and his orchestra, John Merrill, and yours truly, Jimmy G.
Mr. Mitchie, I'm here. Don't forget me.
Oh, yes, and Billy Burke.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise, Billy.
Well, I just came over to tell you that I've been visiting Orson Welles. Yes. Haven't you heard?
No, what?
Well, Mr. Welles is not Welles.
What?
I mean, he's sick. He's sick Welles. I mean, he's Welles, but he's sick.
I see.
Oh, I'm all of a twitter.
You're really all of that, yes, you are. Well, what's the matter with him?
He has a very bad cold.
Oh, I see. You mean horse is horse? Oh, not me, Charlie. Well, how is he now?
Well, I brought him some homemade soup, and he snapped right into a relapse.
Yes.
But don't worry, I'm taking good care of him, except I forgot whether to give him one pill every 4 hours or four pills every 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would make a difference, I think. Yeah.
Well, why didn't you play safe and give him 8 pills every half hour?
That's just what I did. Oh, Mr. Welles is a very sick man.
Yeah, but how would you know?
Well, because I'm an impractical nurse.
Yes. You're a regular Florence nightingown.
Oh, thank you. Would you believe it, this morning, when I went over to the window and raised the curtain, he didn't even take a bow?
He didn't.
Boy, he's really sick, isn't he?
But don't worry about the dear boy. I'll have him well in no time.
Well, we surely hope that he gets better right away.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll hurry back. It's time to wake him up and give him his sleeping pill.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Charlie, wouldn't it be nice if we would send Mr. Wells something to cheer him up?
Yeah, why don't you sing a number for him, huh?
Well, do you think he'd like to hear a cold porter number from the Hollywood canteen?
Well, we'd like to hear it. What's the name of it?
Don't Fence Me In.
Well, go ahead, but don't fence me out.
Give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
No.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
No.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
Under western sky.
On my cayuse. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Where the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my own saddle
underneath the western sky.
Under the sky.
On my cayuse.
Charlie, there's something I want to ask you.
Yeah? Could it be a question, perchance?
My ears this evening, you know, I hear a strange noise. Yeah, there it goes again.
Yeah.
Now, where's that sound coming from?
What sound, Mr. Durkin?
Oh, you know very well. You heard that sound.
No. I didn't hear that croaking.
Oh, then you admit it's a frog.
Yeah, well, it's not just a frog, Durkin. It's Hercules, my pet.
Hercules?
Yeah.
Hercules?
Yes. Yes. He's right here in my pocket. Oh, you little rascal, you tickle.
Just a moment. Are you carrying a frog in your pocket?
Yes.
Well, do you intend to keep him?
Yes, I do. Of course, it's the others I'm going to sell.
The others? Oh, I see. What others?
Well, if you must know, I am the sole owner and proprietary of McCarthy's Croakery.
Oh, I see.
Frog Farm Deluxe.
Yeah. I see. And what in the world gave you this idea to raise frogs?
Well, when I saw they were charging $3 a plate here for frog legs,
yeah.
I said to myself, I says, there's a racket that's just itching for the McCarthy touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, what do you know about raising frogs, Charlie?
Quite a bit.
You do. Well, for instance, why, do you even know what frogs like?
Sure.
Well, what do frogs like?
Well, other frogs.
Other frogs, yeah. Yes. Yes. Producing frog legs, Charlie, is a very specialized business.
Well, of course it is. And I found out the bigger the frog's legs are, the more you get for them. You get the angle?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be their athletic instructor.
Oh-ho.
You get the angle?
Yes, athletic instructor.
Yes, indeedy.
Yes.
I'm going to teach my frogs... Now, get this.
Yes.
I'm going to teach my frogs to jump backwards.
Jump backwards?
Yeah. And develop their front legs.
Oh! Teach them to jump backwards, yeah. Don't let that get around. No, I certainly won't, no.
I may even develop a frog that has hind legs on both ends.
Oh.
Think of the future.
Yes.
And I'll teach him to jump sideways.
Oh, that's enough. Now, Charlie, that's ingenious.
Yes. And I can get as much for the front legs, hind front legs, as I do the front hind legs or something.
Yes, you think so?
Yeah,
yes.
In fact, I may even cross the frogs with a centipede and get to jump on everybody.
Yes, you certainly would, yeah.
I'm going to make money by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, you certainly. Well, your frog farm, you understand, will have to be someplace where there's a lot of water.
That's right, yes.
Yes.
Must have water.
Yes.
Handy things, those bathtubs.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I did.
No, wait a minute, dear. No.
Yes, I did.
So, frogs in your hotel bedroom?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Oh, the joint's really jumping.
I imagine so. Charlie, the bathroom is no place to keep frogs.
Well, then do you mind if I moisten up the living room a little?
Yes, I do, yes. Of course I do. The frogs, do they stay in the bathtub?
Well, the young ones, they seem to like to stay in the washbowl.
I see.
That's where they get their basin training. That's for short hops.
Yeah. Well,
quiet, Hercules, quiet.
Charlie, you've got to get them out of there before the hotel management finds it out.
You think so?
Yes, you absolutely must.
Yes, well, Bergen, why do you always give me those excellent suggestions too late?
I see, yeah. Did the manager see the frogs?
No, he didn't see them, but the chambermaid did.
Oh, I see. What did she say?
I can't talk to her. She still won't come in off the window ledge.
Oh. Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, you think that's bad? Wait till you hear what happened. Three of the frogs got loose and they headed for the dining room.
What in the world do they want to go down there for?
I think they were going to visit friends on the $3 dinner.
Well, this is getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and on their way to the dining room, they hopped through the cocktail lounge.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 17 people took the pledge.
I believe it.
Wonderful day.
Yes. Well, Charlie. I'm sorry, Charlie.
Ah.
This is the end.
What?
I think this is the end.
What end?
I mean of the frog.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't intend to put up with that.
You don't, sir?
No, I do not.
What do you mean?
Well, Charlie, it's simply this. Either the frogs go or I go.
Frogs go?
Yes.
Mr. Bergen?
Yes.
We're going to miss you.
Oh, no.
One table pleasure we enjoy at mealtime goes beyond our three squares a day. It's a cup of coffee, with food or alone, a pleasure at any hour. Chase and Sanborn coffee sets off good food to superb advantage. And by itself, its extra rich flavor makes every cup an occasion. That's the reputation Chase and Sanborn has maintained through the past 80 years. A reputation that covers the country and keeps growing from day to day. In the past year, more people changed to Chase and Sanborn coffee than to any other kind. That's the biggest swing in coffee history. And no wonder. That complete coffee satisfaction, the extra rich, more abundant flavor, can be yours as easily as not. You're entitled to Chase and Sanborn goodness. Make sure that you get it. All the flavor your cup will hold. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee, the standard of excellence in millions of homes. Get Chase and Sanborn for flavor.
You're listening to the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now back to the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show on When Radio Was.
Thank you.
Edgar, I think I ought to warn you about something while there's still time.
What is it, Jim?
Well, there's a very odd-looking woman here with pinch-nose glasses, button shoes, and a funny hat, and she's looking for you.
That's all right, Jim. That couldn't be anybody else but Effie Clinker.
At the Waldorf.
All right.
In the lobby.
Effie, now, I want you to stop talking to strangers.
Well, I feel just so wonderful. Just wonderful tonight.
Isn't that good?
Yes. I've been in the park all day.
Well, isn't that nice? In the park?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Effie, I thought you'd be probably doing the nightclubs and the night spots.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Oh, don't start that.
What'd you say?
I thought you'd be doing the night spots.
Oh, dear, no. No, I love the simpler things.
Yes.
Nature stuff.
Yes, I see.
Wonderful.
Yes. What park did you visit today? I see. What park did you visit?
I was at Belmont Park.
Belmont Park. Yeah. Oh.
It's a sort of a zoo.
A zoo, yeah.
They have ponies.
Yes.
For children.
Yes, yes. Effie, do you know that you were at a racetrack?
Is that so?
Yes, yes.
Well, something was wrong.
Yes.
I went up to a window. It said $2 show.
Oh, $2 show.
I bought a ticket.
Yes.
But I never saw the show.
Oh, never saw the show. Naturally, you wouldn't.
No.
No.
So I asked for my money back.
Yes. Did you get it?
Did I? He gave me $14.80. Oh, crazy fools here in New York.
Well, you did all right.
No, sir, yes. He was sweet, too. Oh, he was sweet.
Yes,
he said he hoped he'd see me again.
Oh, isn't that nice? What did you tell him?
I said the feeling was paramutual.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, Effie, I suppose you realize that you were just plain lucky.
Oh, I suppose so. I understand you can really lose your corset cover.
Yes, you can, yes. I remember the last time I went to the races, they cleaned me of $3.
Well, you weren't very dirty, were you?
Well, I'm sure this is something that you're just dreaming up, isn't it?
Well, certainly not. I have a picture right here taken at the track.
Well, that is a picture of you, isn't it, Effie?
Yes, yes, of course.
Yes. Well, it's a picture of you on one of the horses.
That's right.
Well, you're in a race.
Yes. One of the boys fell off and I replaced him.
Yes.
For active duty.
I see. Oh, well, that's bad, Effie. Very bad, very bad.
No, not so bad. I came in second, paid $22.80.
Oh, you did.
To Charlie's many, many friends in Canada, Edgar Bergen now has a short but important message.
During the last few months, the Allied forces have driven to the inner fortress of Germany, and the whole world is proud of the part that the superb fighting forces of Canada have played in this drive toward victory. This week, Canada's 7th Victory Loan Drive gets underway. As in the United States, the home front of Canada has a responsibility to their fighting forces. It's more than a moral duty. It's a challenge for you to show them that you are worthy of what they are doing for you. Strong support of the 7th Victory Loan will help prove this to them. So back the 7th Victory Loan to your limit. Don't just buy bonds. Buy one more than before.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Bergen.
Are you still here, Billy?
Well, I must be, or how could you see me, you silly boy?
Well, I thought you were going to check on Mr. Wells' condition.
Oh, yes, I am. But before I go, I wanted to speak to you on behalf of my organization.
Oh, yes. Yes. Watch it. Yes. What organization is this, sir?
Well, you've heard of the WAC.
Yeah.
Are you a WAC?
No, I'm a poof.
Oh. A what?
A poof. P-O-Oof. Oh. It stands for Protectors of Our Feathered Friends.
Mm. Oh, I see. You're running a bird sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of a flock house for fowls.
Yes.
More than that, we have hundreds of feathered tenants. We have pigeons, ducks, pelicans, and tomorrow we're expecting a stork.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Charlie. Oh, well, we have birds all over the place. Even now, I can hear the patter of little feet on my roof.
Well, that's the way you impress me.
Yes, well, please, now, Charlie. Billy, I think your organization, I think it's a fine idea. The care of birds is a very humane cause.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. You middle-aged men are so understanding.
Oh, that hurt, you know.
Birds. Oh, they're wonderful.
Oh, it's clear to see that you're very fond of birds, Billy.
Oh, yes, I am, Edgar. I love all wildlife, mm-hmm. Especially a lark.
Yeah.
I guess you've been around plenty in your day.
No, Charlie.
Is that so? Charlie, you must come over to our bird sanctuary sometime. We have a woodpecker who would just adore you.
Now, listen. Billy, you know, it must be a very interesting place. You know, I'd like to come over there myself sometime.
Well, that's exactly why I'm here, Edgar.
Yes?
We girls...
That's using the word loosely. Now, Charles...
Well, Charles, that may be your warped opinion. As I was saying, we girls thought it would be thrilling to have Edgar Bergen attend our next meeting alone.
Yeah, I get it, dude. Mm-hmm.
But what could I do at a bird society meeting?
Lay an egg.
All right.
Why, we want you to speak, of course.
Well, really, that's very nice, but I don't feel that I'm qualified to speak on the subject of birds.
Oh, that's all right. None of the girls listen anyway.
Yeah,
all you have to do, Edgar, is say a few introductory words and give a large donation.
A large donation from Bergen? She's new here, isn't she?
Just how would you use this money?
Oh, we do all sorts of things for the little bird. Mm-hmm.
Could you cure a pigeon of being pigeon-toed?
No, let's not be ridiculous.
That's not so ridiculous. Here in New York, they have a polyclinic for sick parrots.
All right, that's all right. Billy, you were telling us how you use this money.
Well, we use it for social activities. Mm-hmm. For example, this fall, we're making up 500 box lunches for a group of swallows.
Oh.
500 box lunches? Are they going on a picnic?
No. They're flying back to Capistrano.
Oh, I see.
Incidentally, Edgar, have you heard the mating call of the lovebirds?
No, I don't believe I have. How does it go?
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!
Oh, I say, did you call me?
Ray Noble, well, you're just the one we want to see.
Yeah. Ray, Miss Burke is interested in bird life.
Oh, I say, what a coincidence. You know, I'm considered quite an authority on the subject of ornithology.
Yes, but how are you on birds? That means birds, doesn't it? Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. But, Mr. Noble, won't you come to one of our meetings and share your knowledge with us?
Well...
that would be like dividing the hole in a donut, or...
Well, as a matter of fact, of course, Miss Burke, when it comes to bird law, no one speaks with more, what shall I say, widely scattered brains than myself.
Well, tell me, scatterbrains. I mean, Mr. Noble, are we doing enough? Do you feel we're doing enough for the duck-billed splattercuss?
Well, for your information, Charles, the duck-billed splattercuss is extinct.
Oh. How long since it extinct?
Mr. Noble means that the duck-billed splattercuss is non-extinctant.
Oh?
Quite.
But is that any reason why it should be neglected? Oh, no.
Have you been interested in birds very long, Mr. Noble?
Oh, yes, Miss Burke, yes. I've devoted years of my life to them. You know, and sometimes I wonder if they really appreciate it all.
Oh, birds are extremely grateful. Why, only last week, or was it 2 weeks ago?
Yes, or was it this coming Tuesday?
Charlie, remind me to send you a pamphlet on reform schools.
Yes.
A brochure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Billy, you were saying...
Yes, well, I gave a seagull some seeds for her young.
Well...
What happened?
The next day, she came back and threw me a fish.
Oh, and so fitting, too, yes. Well, in your honor, Miss Burke, I would love to dedicate a bird song to you.
Oh, Charlie, how nice.
You're only a bird in a padded cell.
You start looking forward to pleasure at sight of a cup and saucer. The promise is there, and it's perfectly easy to see that the promise is fulfilled. Yes, your coffee cup can be a symbol of pleasure every time you see it, if you fill it with Chasen Sanborn coffee, all the flavor a cup will hold. You'll remember that flavor and look forward to it again and again, with meals in between, every cup and occasion. Chasen Sanborn coffee comes by the pound, just like any other coffee, but you can't measure its flavor and satisfaction that way. It's in your cup that flavor really pays off as the companion of good food or all by itself. And that's what Chasen Sanborn's lavish abundance of extra rich flavor wins friends every time it's poured. You're entitled to all this goodness, too, so make sure that you get it. Ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee every time. Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, Orson Welles, Joan Merrill, Ray Noble, and all of us will be on hand. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Jim Amici saying goodnight from New York's Radio City.
From October 22nd, 1944, at the time of that appearance, special guest Billy Burke indeed was heading up her own CBS radio comedy series. And among her co-stars over on that program, familiar radio performers Earl Ross, Lillian Randolph, and Marvin Miller. Of course, today most remember Billy Burke for the role of Glinda the Good Witch in the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, the comedies continue as we pay a visit to The Couple Next Door, right after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Radio's top cop takes on all the vice the post-war decade had to offer in Dragnet's true-to-life police procedurals.
It was Saturday, July 18th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch on a homicide detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Lorman. My name's Friday.
Jack Webb, the creator of the series, stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in Radio Spirit's special 10-CD collection, Dragnet, Big Crime.
Something else you ought to know.
Yeah, what's that?
That gun he's got, the .22 rifle?
Yeah.
He's got a real thing about guns. Big collection. Rifles, pistols, automatics, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they all work.
The cases worked by radio's most earnest law enforcement officer were compelling in their depiction of commonplace tragedies. Dragnet, Big Crime, brings you 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes of this radio classic.
Go in. I quit.
All right, throw the gun out, Gray. Throw the gun out.
I won't do it.
Come on, throw that gun out.
Hey, hello, hey, hello.
Dragnet Big Crime is regularly priced at $39.98. But today, When Radio Was listeners can save $15 and get Big Crime for just $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Friday77.
Everything we did, he planned it. We asked about something, he said not to worry about it. He had it all figured. Mm. All we said, he was as smart as any cop. Kept telling us you made mistakes.
We do.
Well, that's what he said.
He should have told you the rest of it.
What do you mean?
We can make them more than once.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on this outstanding offer. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code Friday77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travel. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter. Tweet why you need a break and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and More Comedy. I believe this one begins with a missing wallet, and the humor builds from there. It's from March 7th, 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
My goodness, you're home early.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear the car drive in. Did you leave it out in front?
No, I didn't. Oh, no hangers as usual. What happens? I take my coat off a wooden hanger here in the morning, and when I come home, it's gone.
Well, my goodness, just a minute. Let me look. I don't know. Oh, here's one right here.
Oh.
What is the matter with you? My goodness, you're cross.
Nothing.
Where's the car?
I left it downtown. Is dinner ready?
No, I put in a roast and won't be done for another hour. Betsy's playing at Lisa Ronning's. Never dreamt you'd be home this early. You know, I feel as though I'm getting a cold.
Oh.
Something wrong?
No. I'll just read the paper until dinner's ready.
Why did you leave the car downtown? Did it have to be fixed?
No.
Did you have an accident?
No.
Well, dear, we're going over to the Harrisons tonight. We need the car. I don't understand why you would
leave. All right. Downtown. We'll take a taxi.
A taxi? Way over there where they live on the other side of town. It would cost a fortune.
Look, did you find my wallet?
Your what? Oh, your wallet. No, I did not. Now, look, about the car.
I would rather not discuss the car, if you don't mind.
Well, I do mind. Well, what's the matter with you, dear? I can certainly see where Betsy gets her stubbornness from. Now, if something is wrong, can't you tell me? Dear?
I left the car downtown because I couldn't drive it home.
Why not?
Because I didn't have my driver's license.
Oh, that's right. It was in your wallet.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go and apply for a new one?
I did. And it seems my driver's license expired anyway, and I should have applied last week.
Well, you can certainly get another one, can't you? Dear?
I had to pay $2 for a learner's permit.
Oh, no.
Yes,
oh,
a learner's
really?
Permit. Me, that's been driving for years.
Well, why would you get a learner's permit?
So I could take the driving test.
Oh, honestly, isn't that a nuisance?
Yes.
Well, dear, don't get so upset over it. I suppose they have rules and regulations. You know, lots of red tape we have to go through sometimes. My goodness, you can take the driver's test. It's just routine. You'll get another license. Now, stop worrying about it, dear. I'll go see how dinner's coming.
I took the driver's test. I flunked it.
You... You flunked it? Oh, no, I really... Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I can't help it. You flunked.
This is the first time in our married life I've ever felt like divorcing you.
Sorry. It is funny. Oh, dear.
I have been driving for years.
Oh, tell me what happened.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I'll go turn the roast up, dear, and then I want to hear about it.
that's been driving for years.
Well, now, calm down. I want to hear what happened.
I told you what happened. I flunked the driver's test.
Well, dear, I hate to say this, but you know, I have always said I think you go shooting around corners much too fast.
You do.
You clip your corners much too
short. I have been driving for years, and I have never had an accident. By golly, I told him so, too.
Oh.
Ah, that driving inspector, that pipsqueak, exactly what he was, a little smart aleck.
Well, what happened that you didn't pass the test?
They had this written examination. I was supposed to answer this long list of questions in exactly 3 minutes. Without doubt, they were the dumbest questions.
Mm, didn't you know the answers?
Well, if I'd had time to think, yes.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. What about the driving part of the test?
Well, I don't know. I thought I did fine. I drove the way I always do, and you know yourself. I am one of the most careful drivers.
Did you put out your hand when you turned?
Yes.
You didn't jam on your brakes too sharply.
No. Now, you know I never do that.
Well, dear, you do.
I never jam on the brakes.
All right. Did you park the car all right?
Well, yes.
Well, honey, sometimes the way you sashay into a parking space...
Look, I do not really sashay into a parking space. If I do say so myself, I'm a very good parker.
Well, all right, dear. All right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I left the car downtown. Not allowed to drive it, you know. I only have a learner's permit. Got to have somebody with me in the car.
Well, now, dear, for heaven's sakes, those are the rules, I guess.
And if I take the test again tomorrow, you will have to chauffeur me over there. I tell you, I am so...
Now, calm down.
I have been driving since I was 16 years old, and I have never had an accident.
Well, you better rap on wood.
Anyway, the inspector gave me a driver's manual and told me to study it. Here, where the heck is the thing? Here. Look, driver's manual.
Uh-huh.
Me, mm-hmm. He's been driving since I was 16 years old.
Now, listen, don't worry. I've got an idea.
Yeah.
Carol just took driving lessons, and she had a list of questions for the test. I'll run over and get them right now so you can look at them before dinner.
Been driving since I was 16 years
old.
Now,
you sit down and study the manual.
Driver's manual.
I'll go over to Carol's, and I'll be right back. I'll get all the information on what happened when she took her test.
Carol had never driven before?
No.
She passed the test?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I've been driving since I was 16 years old.
Now, stop fussing about it. I'll be right back. You study the driver's manual, and I'll be back in 5 minutes, dear.
Study the driver's manual. Me that's been driving since I was 16 years old.
You're listening to The Couple Next Door. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome back to The Couple Next Door on WIN Radio Wise.
Honey, I got all the information from Carol. I'm out of breath.
Yeah, well, thanks. Wasn't really necessary. I glanced through the driver's manual. I know all the stuff that's in it.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get paper and pencil. Why don't I ask you some of the questions?
Oh, honey, for Pete's sake, I know all that stuff.
Well, let's just try it now. You don't want to flunk a second time. Come on, Nadia. Come on.
Okay, all right. Fire away.
I'll skip around. True or false? Flashing red traffic lights mean slow down to 10 miles per hour and then proceed slowly.
True.
No, there's one wrong. Give me a pencil, dear, so I can check that wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
Flashing red traffic lights mean stop and proceed with caution.
Oh, all right. Go on.
Vehicle traveling 40 miles per hour can stop in a distance of 75 feet.
True.
That's wrong, dear.
I am driving 40 miles an hour, I can make an emergency stop within 75 feet.
No, I most certainly can.
No, you can't.
120 feet. That is if you have four-wheel brakes. Now, if you have two-wheel brakes, it takes 180 feet. Now, try and remember that, dear. Two-wheel brakes, 180 feet. Four-wheel brakes, 120 feet. I tell you, you say to yourself, two-wheel, 180. Four-wheel, 120.
I am not going to say to myself any such thing. This is absolute nonsense, Pete. Look, I have been driving...
You want to pass the test, don't you?
Go on.
True or false? Always look in the rear view mirror and give proper signal before making a turn.
True.
Very good. You got that right. That was very good, dear.
Thank you. Very good.
Headlights must show an object the size of a man 625 feet ahead of your car.
Mm-hmm. True.
False, dear. 350. That's a little tricky, dear. You might not know that.
That isn't in the driver's manual anyhow.
Yes, it is, dear.
Well, the heck with it. I suppose you told Carol I flunked the test.
No, I did not. I said a very dear friend of mine had to take the test.
Are we very dear friends?
Aren't we?
Yeah, I guess we are. I feel so humiliated.
Well, dear, no one will ever know but us.
Well, I feel like a fool.
Oh, honey, no.
You know how tough these driving inspectors can be. If I get one in a bad mood and I flunk again...
You are not going to flunk again. Here. Now, bring up that desk chair. Put it alongside mine. Pull it. Oh, here. I'll do it. There, now, sit down. Pretend we're in the front seat of the car. You're driving, and I'm the driving inspector.
Oh, hey. Mighty cute driving inspector, if you ask me.
Stop it, honey. Don't put your arm around me. Darling, the curtains are up. What if somebody goes past and looks in?
We're married.
Stop it now. Come on now. Now sit up and make a left-hand turn.
All right. Left-hand turn.
Uh-huh. Give the signal for pulling up to the curb and stopping.
The curb and stopping? Okay, yeah. How's that?
Make a right-hand turn.
What are you doing?
Making a right-hand turn.
Well, that's where you're making your mistake. Well, now we know what to work on, dear. Your signals are all wrong.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean my signals are all wrong?
Exactly what I said. Your signals are all wrong. This is for stop, the whole hand, see? Then this is a left turn, one finger pointing, and this is a right turn. You just signal once. You aren't supposed to keep circling and circling your hand.
I have been signaling that way for years.
Well, then you have been doing it wrong for years,
Johnny. Now, just a minute.
Those are the signals in this state. You can look it up in your driver's manual here. Take it and look it up now. I think it's a good thing you're taking the test. I think all you men ought to.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
What do you mean, we do?
Oh, we've talked about it many times at the women's club about you men drivers. You're always saying, oh, look at that, a woman driver, wouldn't you know? But we never know what you men are going to do.
You don't?
No, we don't. Taxi drivers seem to have made up their own signals, or else they don't signal at all. They just sort of swoop down on you.
Truck drivers turn off any time they feel like it. And honestly, honey, the way you dangle your hand out the car, I wouldn't know what you had in mind. At least we women have something definite in mind when we do signal. Now, that
look,
is one thing.
While I am learning the correct signals, maybe I'd better learn what you women do have in mind. Look, I'll just learn those, too. Now, for instance, when you do this, what does this mean?
Well, let me see what you're doing.
Well, as though you're sort of, I don't know, brushing something away.
Oh, that's after I've given it a definite signal. Yes, I know. That means erase it. I've changed my mind. I'm going straight ahead after all.
Erase it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds silly, but you know what I mean.
What kind of a signal were you giving a month ago when Chuck Hutchinson was behind you and you signaled and he crashed into our back fender?
That man has no business driving a car.
This is the signal that he said you gave him. This. Now, what does that mean?
I wasn't signaling at all. He just smacked right in. What did he say I was doing?
See, like this. What? Something like this. Your arm was straight up in the air and you were waggling it violently.
Why, I was certainly not doing... Oh, wait a minute. That was the day I won the prize at the bridge club. Well, there was no signal. I was simply shaking my bracelets down, probably.
You were doing what?
I won the bracelets for a prize, about 10 little thin silver bracelets. I showed you. You wear them all on one arm, and I'd had my hand down, and I suppose the bracelets had slipped over my wrist a bit, so I was just shaking them down, probably. It didn't mean a thing.
It just meant $24 to have the fender fixed.
If Chuck had known his signals properly, he'd have known there was no such signal as that. And you'd better learn the correct way, too. You know, you need to do a little brushing up, dear. You
brushing can? Up?
Yes,
me?
Yes, you do.
Look, I'll thank you to remember I taught you how to drive a car.
Well, then maybe if my signals are peculiar, it's because you taught me.
Well, certainly walk into that one.
Well, now, you sit right down again and study this driver's manual. I'm going out and put the potatoes in with the roast so they brown a little. Then I'll come back in and we'll start all over.
Oh, boy. Certainly never going to hear the end of this.
All right. Stop yelling. What's the matter?
I found it.
Found what?
I found my wallet, honey. The pencil dropped behind the cushions on the sofa, and I reached down to get it. Here was my wallet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. It's better than that. By golly. Yeah, look. Here, see? My driver's license.
Yeah.
Don't have to take that test now, honey. Oh, golly. All this to do over nothing. Oh, boy, what a relief.
Well, dear.
Look, I'll walk down to Lisa's and get Betsy in, and we can have dinner, huh? Boy, am I starved,
well, honey,
too. And then
listen.
After dinner, we'll get the babysitter, and we can take the bus downtown and get the car and drive over to the Harrisons,
aren't
huh?
you forgetting something?
What?
Your driver's license has expired. That's why you went through all this, and that's the law in this state. So when we get the car, I think I better drive. Well, now, don't glare at me, darling. You did flunk the test.
Now, look, I do have a learner's permit, so I can drive.
Uh-huh. Well, as long as I'm with you, I guess it'll be all right. I'll watch your signals. Oh, come on. Now, don't be a poor sport.
Oh, all right. Maggie. Wouldn't you know?
I'll get
tell
dinner
you,
on the table,
fails.
Dear.
Me, that's been driving since I was 16 years old.
Every Sunday on CBS Radio, adventure waits for you in the West, where all too often guns talk straighter than men. Sunday, hear CBS Radio's Frontier Gentleman and Gunsmoke. Frontier Gentleman's the story of a British journalist covering America's expansion to the West. Relive the rousing days of the 1870s each Sunday, as most of these stations present Frontier Gentleman. Then later on in the day, go West again on CBS Radio for the law-enforcing exploits of Gunsmoke's Marshall Dillon. There's no sugarcoating on his Dodge City experiences either.
From March 7th, 1958. Nice promotion near the end there for a couple of popular CBS radio westerns, Gunsmoke and Frontier Gentleman. My question is about that second series. Can you name the very prolific actor who portrayed J.B. Kendall, a.k.a. that Frontier Gentleman? I'll name him, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wop, 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 do-wop. Break it down with MusicRewind.com and Ella and Her Fellas, a 2-CD compilation of 40 original vocal and instrumental collaborations with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, featuring Louis Armstrong, The Ink Spots, Nelson Riddle, Count Basie, and many more.
Fading, but I linger on, dear.
The very thought of you.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to swing and sway with Ella and Her Fellas. Pay only $17.98, plus get a bonus of reduced shipping today by using promo code Ella77.
Crooked letter, crooked letter, I. Humpback, humpback, on Mississippi, blowing down to New Orleans.
A tisket, a tisket.
Take a sentimental journey with Ella and Eddie Haywood, or hop on the A-Train with Ella and Duke Ellington today for only $17.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code Ella77 for reduced shipping.
The moment that we met, my heart went, oops, I never will forget.
And got that old feeling when you came inside.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order Ella and Her Fellas now. Remember Ella77 to pay the amazingly low price of $17.98 and to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break I was talking about the CBS Western radio series Frontier Gentlemen. Playing the title role in that brief program, the oh-so-prolific John Daner. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her. But a reminder, take a moment, folks, and visit us at the website. It's winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcement.